All 14 Podcast, recording from the office studio. This episode 129. This Nas, I'm clocking in.
Sue, clocking in.
Yo, what's up? How you guys doing? It's been a while. I don't know how to do this anymore. Nah, this Sticks clocking in.
Hello. The DMs, the text messages, the phone calls have been answered.
They back.
Sorry for the delay.
Clocking in. And Lynn and Feek not here.
Yeah, they had witties together.
Feek had a long gay night at
He opened a new barcade downtown.
Oh, I went there yesterday.
They had a male night there.
It was really good. Smelled like white people, but it was good.
Oh, it smelled like basement, yo. The one in Northern Liberty smelled like basement too, but I love it.
I like that one. I prefer that one. I feel like it's a rustic vibe. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, Northern Liberty.
And they got like 70 different hot dogs there. It's like a glizzy thing.
A glizzy thing?
Yeah, the one in Northern Liberty. Yeah. They got like
Lynn would
70.
Love it there.
Oh, my God. Lynn loves it.
Yo, Lynn ain't no shame in his game. Nigga, eat hot dogs. Yes.
They had a hot dog that was made like a burrito taco. I said, yo, what the fuck are y'all doing, man? It was insane.
I've never been to their bathroom, but that would be a day that I would be in the bathroom.
You would eat that?
No, I'm just saying No, I wouldn't eat it.
She would.
She would try.
No, but that sounds like it will fuck your stomach
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. A Berea
hot
glizzy?
Dog?
Come
nah.
on, man.
Count me out.
And it probably was a pork hot dog.
Probably
with,
was.
Pork. With fucking short rib on top of it.
Short pork rib?
Nah, they probably put beef. Yeah, they probably put, because Berea is made with beef.
Right,
so
right.
They probably put beef on top of pork. That's wild.
Crazy thing
man.
Is, motherfuckers have something like, we had something at work. So we was ordering cheesesteaks and stuff like this from a place. And the motherfucker was like, yeah, tell him I want bacon on mine. I'm like, bacon on a cheesesteak?
Damn.
I was like, bro, that's a heart attack. He was like, hey, man, I'm already overweight. I might just go all the way through it. I said, hey, man, that's your life.
Nigga went for the kill.
The crazy thing about shit like that, like, especially, you know, I work in New York. So working in New York, motherfuckers swear they be getting a cheesesteak up there. Oh, yeah, let me get a Philly cheesesteak.
What is
first
that
and
like?
Foremost, stop fucking calling that
a Philly
cheesesteak.
When they say Philly, that's how you know.
That's how I know it's not right.
Or they call it, who the hell is saying it?
Or they call it Philly steak and cheese.
Yeah, they be pissing me off all the way around the
that's
board.
That's what though. Down in, when I used to live down in D.C., that's what they call them, steak and cheese, not a cheesesteak.
And then the motherfuckers, I asked the motherfuckers, you go to Philly and get one? Yeah, I go to Philly and get one all the time. So where you go? Oh, Geno's in South Philly. I said, yeah, you never had a cheesesteak. You still ain't
had
one.
Have y'all ever had Geno's or Pets?
Years ago. I never eat again.
When I first started coming up here, I didn't know no better.
Yeah.
I had to learn, you know,
I think
trial
I had
error.
It probably like when I was like 18.
That shit the most basic cheesesteak.
It is.
For sure.
Time. Yeah.
All right, top three real quick.
Cheesesteaks?
Yeah.
My top three. Well, I feel like I could get two. Ishka Bibbles and Jim's.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and Delisandro's.
Okay.
I like those.
Okay. I'm gonna give you my top four. All right. I'm gonna go Ishka Bibbles, Larry's, Jim's. In Chubby's, it's across the street from
that sounds familiar.
From Delisandro's.
My top three: Ishka Bibbles, Max's, and Delisandro's.
Where Max?
Max's. Oh shit!
Yeah.
I forget about Max on Aerie.
Yeah,
Aerie
yeah.
and Broad.
Yeah, right.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was about to say Max's.
Damn, Max's too. Damn.
Ishka
I like Leo. Y'all ever fuck with Leo's in the county on Chester Pike?
I've never.
No,
heard.
You.
Them Jones.
And that's near me.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that shit tonight.
Chester
then.
Pike.
Yeah, I'm going to try that tonight.
They good as shit.
I like Ishka Bibbles a lot.
Ishka Bibbles is my favorite
chicken,
one.
Their chicken cheesesteak is
and their burgers.
Fire.
Their burgers
I've never
too.
Had it, but I hear a lot of good things.
Listen, you get a burger there, lettuce, tomato, hot pepper, sweet peppers,
damn, that sounds
salt,
good.
Pepper, ketchup.
That's
and I tell you that,
John, so
the best burger in the city. Yo.
Turkey burger chopped on a roll.
I keep hearing that.
I said it on the pod.
Oh, okay.
Turkey burger chopped. On a roll, get it just like how you get a cheesesteak.
So you getting a chopped cheese. That's
yeah,
not
yeah,
that's
chopped
a
cheese,
chopped
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah,
cheese
yeah. on the roll. Okay. That shit, top tier right there.
I'm about to try that too.
I'm really like
I gotta
turkey.
Go down Ishka Bibbles. I want the whole experience. I want the Gremlin.
The Gremlin?
The cheese fries.
I don't like the Gremlin.
I want
the, you like the Gremlin?
It's way
it's
too much
sour.
Sugar. It is. It's very, very sweet.
But yeah, it's too much for me.
Give me
I
the sugar.
I got acid
rush.
Reflux. I want it. On my chest. I can't be
I deserve it.
I never had that shit.
I deserve it.
I'll
deal with it.
You will get that today?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not because I'm not going to South Street, but I would get it today, though. Absolutely.
That sounds good.
That sure reminds me of sandwiches when you said that turkey.
Oh,
meal.
Shit. Sandwiches. Yeah.
Sandwiches.
Yes.
Special.
All right.
Dog.
Listen, let me tell y'all who put sandwiches on the mat.
Who the fuck put sandwiches on the mat?
Was it Reem?
Me and Reem.
Yeah,
we would go there. We would get
that's
I'm
how I've heard
you.
About it.
So my mom is friends with the owner. So yeah. that's how I heard about
now,
it.
Oh, I'm talking like Twitter days and shit. That's how yeah. that's how I found out about it. Mm-hmm. And then I want that fucking rice. Oh my god.
Yeah, she had to wait six hours.
She's
still down there. She done a junk called Venue now. Yeah,
like the fried cranberry mixed in it.
Yeah,
cranberry. But know what's so crazy? Where they got the recipe from? They got it from my man Munch Mom. Rest her soul. She got they got it from Munch Mom. She showed them how to make the seafood fried rice and everything like with the cranberries and because she worked there for a minute.
Okay. Man,
she put them on that recipe. Yeah, she passed away a few years back.
Okay.
But yeah, his mom put them on that recipe.
Nah, yeah, the food was amazing.
The stuffed turkey burgers with the shrimp and all that in it and everything like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. The turkey burgers chopped.
That was the introduction to ghetto.
Yeah, I'm telling you, sandwiches used to be crowded. You seen everybody
sandwiches. Nobody do it like that. Nobody doing it like that no more.
Mm-mm. No,
nah, that was perfect.
But
man.
The thing is, you definitely will wait, but the food was worth it.
Oh, it was worth the wait.
And you was going to spend some change.
For sure.
Listen, and you going to get a lemonade for like $4, strawberry lemonade.
For $4. Yeah.
You was leaving there at $60 in the hole.
So,
that was a date.
It was so crazy. You take a chick there on a date.
That's a date. That's a date. Even if we go take the food back to the crib, that's counting as a date.
Dog, I took a DHS worker there.
I took a DHS worker there.
Like, look, we in family court. You know, I did the DHS shit, so I'm working with a worker, and we talking just the whole time. Court, you be sitting there waiting and shit. I'm like, I'm about to go to East. Like, where you going? I'm like, I'm about to go to Sandwiches. She's like, what's that? I'm like, you never been to Sandwiches?
No,
we are. Oh,
yeah. I'll show you something real quick.
It used to be popping so much. People from like Hup and Children's used to be calling, putting orders in.
Yeah.
That shit was like, a good
they be
job.
Bagging shit up, bagging shit. Like, where the fuck is that order going?
Well, my two, three people working there, max.
Four,
and they had
four
all
of
them orders.
Yeah, that shit was elite.
Four on a good day.
It was a small spot, bro. Mm-hmm. So.
Five because they had to deliver for the hospitals and stuff, but it was like a good four on a good day.
I'm hungry. Shout out to sandwiches.
Sandwiches definitely used to be the
for
spot.
For sure.
I'm eating and talking about
them. Yeah. Damn, how
sorry
y'all been
for the
though?
For the people that ain't from out here. They don't know what the fuck we talking
but
about.
But
sandwiches closed, so you can't even get it.
Talking to cheesesteaks, you know when the, I think the Sixers was playing the other night. And you know how sometimes when the Sixers play at home, they show the city mm-hmm. and they show the cheesesteak place. I was looking like they sending people to Geno's and Pat's, and that shit is nasty. Like,
I wonder do white people really enjoy it though?
They do. I think they do. The lines are unblocked.
I don't think they really know about this. They don't
about
fuck with
what
the spots we fuck with.
Yeah. Or because it's literally you put your condiments on yourself.
At Pat's or
which is I don't want to do none of that shit.
Really?
That's insane.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah,
I believe you do.
Hell no!
It come basic as shit.
I'm an employee now.
You dress it up yourself.
At this point, I'm an employee. Where's my discount?
Yeah.
Like even with like self checkout at Target, I'm stealing because I'm an employee. Like what? I'm getting my discount. Why the fuck I gotta ring myself up?
Like, one for you, one for me.
Exactly.
I'm gonna pay for one, put one in the bag.
Yeah, fuck out. I dare you say something.
Matter of fact, I actually forgot one, and y'all probably gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I definitely gotta shout out Darby Frank Steaks on Third. Them Jones hit, and they cheeseburgers, and they. Chicken finger hoagies.
It was a genre.
Chicken finger hoagies.
Chicken finger hoagies.
That sounds interesting.
I don't know. When I was a young boy, we used to get the chicken finger sandwich, it's like lettuce, at the Poppy's. So that's probably
it's
similar.
It's on a hoagie roll, lettuce, tomato. Yeah. They put the chicken fingers, they fry the chicken fingers, put them on the grill, chop them up, and then melt the cheese on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about
mustard,
right.
Mustard, whatever else you want.
Miss Kim's
I mean?
On 53rd and Kingshus and a chicken breast hoagie.
Chicken breast hoagie, so it was like grilled.
It was fried, but it was on. Then they put it on a hoagie roll.
You know my forever go to fish hoagie from Sides.
Oh okay. Shit! Yeah. Yes, yes.
Fish hoagie from Sides. You can like
can't beat it.
Damn, I'm like no. Today Saturday they open.
Yeah. They just don't. They don't be open during Ramadan.
Yeah, on Sundays they close too.
Yeah, and then during the whole month of Ramadan they close.
Yeah. But their fish hoagie is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get the right shit on it though.
But how y'all been outside of the food? We definitely, as y'all can tell, we started off. Everybody here hungry right now.
For sure. I'm cool, man. Life been lifing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely been having its ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I still prevail.
That's good.
Period.
No, I ain't got no complaints though, man.
How you, Sumi? You came to work hungover today?
I'm hungover for sure. An unexpected night, you know.
It's only one way to get over that shit.
I seen that in the corner. I said, hold on. We know who we are.
I had that in the trunk.
I mean, I'm good. Overall, I'm good. My car is still in the shop. It's been like 2 weeks, but you know, they gave me a Mustang, so I've been.
Okay. I said you. I seen you said you like it. How you like it?
I really like it.
It got the light when you open the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, with the little horse on the floor. but no, somebody was like, "Yeah, you gonna miss your Jeep when it starts snowing." So they're not all wheel drive. I didn't know that.
Mm-mm, yeah. No. That one front wheel drive.
Though. I don't even know.
They call it for snow Tuesday.
They front.
Yeah. When you get your car back,
I don't know. It was supposed to be done Tuesday, then Wednesday, then third. You know.
Yeah,
they keep finding problems, but it's all under
warranty.
So yeah. You know, that's a blessing.
Well, yeah, it's good that they finally it now.
Yeah, it's good they find it now. Yeah.
I might trade that bitch in, but yeah.
How you feel, Shiz?
I'm good. How man. Like honestly, that? I ain't been here. Of course, we ain't been here since the new year. So like I feel like 2023 was a good year for me. Like it was a real good year for me.
Mm-hmm.
In multiple areas. So yeah, I'm cool. I did just get a hiccup though, because I'm looking at buying a house right now, so you know, you gotta watch what you're spending and all that with your bank account and all that. And then I just took my car to the shop and they basically was like,
"Get rid of this bitch."
Yeah, so now I'm like, damn, I don't know if I want to get another note while I'm also trying to buy a house at the same time.
Right. You might as well do all that shit in the same month.
Yeah. I'm in a little dilemma right now, so I'm trying to
figure out what shit together. Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I'm good. Sometimes
like car shit. I wish I didn't need a car, but. The car shit is just, the unexpected shit is just a headache.
Yeah. Then I ain't have a note for, I ain't, like, once my shit paid off, I ain't have a note. So that shit is like a low key, a little blessing. Cause I used to hate my fucking card note.
Yeah.
My card note and my phone bill.
I hate paying. Yeah, yeah, that's like my worst bill ever. I gotta pay my phone. My car mom, insurance, me and my mom note, is on the bill. Same plan. She texted me like, "You paying your phone bill this month?" I said, "No." She said, "Why?" I said, "But you asked me like it was an option." Like, I don't know.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
See, I got my phone bill on auto. Like, if it's up to me, I would wait till it get cut off, ask for an extension, and I don't even have to. I just don't want to pay it.
Don't
so just
pay
take
it.
That money out. Leave me alone.
How much is your phone bill?
Yeah, I ain't on them keys.
Yo. Yeah, mine like 130, 40.
I got Xfinity.
How much your bill?
110.
You got just you on there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why. See, I got me and my son. I got an iPad.
Yeah, my shit too. So
watch. I got my watch.
My phone. Well, my shit about to drop because I only got one more installment on my phone. So my shit probably gonna be like $60.
That ain't bad at all.
Wait, your whole bill is $210?
Yeah, I got me, my mom, my daughter. I got an Apple Watch. They talk me into that shit too. I do use that shit on every day though, but. Yeah, I think it's an iPad on there.
Yeah, mine 270. Damn. Mine 270.
Yeah, I would be pissed. I got to pay that too.
Yeah, 270.
Mine's on like 238 or something.
Mine 270. I got AT&T. You know, they high as fuck.
I got Verizon.
Me too. Yeah. I got AT&T too.
I remember one time the phone was off. I didn't even know. I was supposed to pay this shit. And my son FaceTimed me. He said, "Dad."
Pay that shit.
He said, "What's wrong with my phone?" I said, "I don't know. We on the phone right now." He said, "Nah, I can't watch YouTube."
Young boy be checking this shit out now.
So I said, "Bro," I said, "I don't know." I said, "Maybe I got to pay the phone bill." He's like, "Yeah, pay the phone bill, Dad." And hung up. I was like,
"Hung up? Wow."
Like, all right, bro.
Kids are insane, bro. and it don't stop when they get older.
Mm-mm.
You would think they were mature. This shit don't stop.
Yeah, I never mature.
No.
I know my mom be like, "What the fuck?"
Kids crazy. They fucking insane, bro. Yeah. My son called me dad. So for my birthday, I'm turning 16. I said, "Okay." He's like, "All right, I want a Sprinter. And I want to go to dinner at Steak 48. I want you to take my friends.
Period.
Then I want to take the Sprinter to the go-kart thing in Jersey." I said, "Whoa, what the fuck?"
That's damn, I want to go. I want to say, "Can I go?"
"Can I go?"
I said, "Who paying for this?" "You." "Oh, man." "Nigga, you want a car or you want this? You pick."
My mom for a MacBook for my birthday. So, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, fuck that.
That sounds about
right.
Who
the fuck you think I am?
Since we talking about kids, let me ask you this. Sticks. I had called V the other day, right? We talked about my daughter. She a teenager and stuff like that. And should we raise our sons and daughters different? Differently, like than how you like different rules for your daughter than your son. Remember I called y'all, asked y'all about
honestly, yes.
Think so?
Yeah.
So your son at 16. So Mikey is 17.
He's 15. He turned 16.
He turned
16
next month. So he can have a girl come over, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When Bliss is what? 12?
Bliss is 11.
11. Okay. When she becomes 16, can she have a boy come over? Just sit on the couch.
Just sit on the couch.
I can see in his face like this shit funny, man.
We see, but we see the same. We're one of the same because I feel the same way, right?
It's probably not fair, but in the same sense, I don't let my son have girl company while his sister there though.
Okay.
So like you can't have no company while your sister here because I'm gonna tell her no.
Right.
Like you can have your company when it's just us.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Because he live with me, mm-hmm. So when my other kids come every weekend, you can't have your girl come. You
know what I mean? Does she know that he have girls over though?
No.
Or that's just like y'all.
That's just y'all. That's y'all. That's between y'all.
That's us, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I kind of could dig that.
What about you? Because Peyton is what?
She 14.
We talked about having teenage daughters, right?
Yeah.
So when she becomes 16. Can she have a friend come or boyfriend come over? They sit on the couch. But you there?
I don't like any part of that shit. It don't matter.
But
if
this is the thing, though. So how? But how do you? How? But, do, okay, so you saying no, but right? But how do you teach them?
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying that I feel like their whole lives. I feel like I'll try to prepare them for this type of shit.
Right.
At the end of the day, you just try to teach them about making the right decisions and shit whole time. At the end of the day, when they 16 or whatever, and they got that moment, they're gonna do what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
I take my answer back. I would prefer, because at the end of the day, she could. Would you prefer her to go over to
their house? Right. And
I would prefer her to be home. So, yeah. So I take my answer back.
I had to come to a conclusion, right? As much as I don't want my daughter to date until she's 30, it's not logical, right? It's not. Yeah. That's not reality.
But also,
right?
You're not preparing them to I just, you kind of like sending them, sending them in blind. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you got to know what it's like to deal with a man.
Once you open the door for that shit, the door is just gonna open wider and wider from that point forward.
Do you think so?
Not necessarily.
I don't think necessarily. Right. I look at it as
once my mom allowed me to have company.
But we
the
our
shit,
parents was
the
different,
shit got
though.
Deeper and deeper, literally.
But it was. But look at
the times we had.
We was different.
We was different.
Different.
Times, different and then our parents
it's
was
worse
different.
Now.
No, was, not with us as parents, though.
It depends on the level of parenting.
Right, so I had to think about it. I said, I know how I was as a teenager. And I've went over, like, girls' house when their parents is there. Their parents may have been upstairs, and I was trying to sneak a little feeling.
Right.
And my mom told me everybody ain't a creep like how I was when I was 16, right? So I said, you're right. And she said, you have to trust your daughter to not make that decision, to not make that happen. You know what I mean? You have to trust her enough to where, though, all right, you know, you're here. Trust her enough, like, all right, she liked the boy, but I don't like you enough to give you my body. And that's the conversation I had with her, like, you know, like, it's not that I don't trust you. I don't trust these little niggas, right? And I just don't trust them as far as I could throw them. And I look at him like, I try to protect you as much as possible, but I can't be, like, militant too much, right? Because
they're going to be rebellious.
I was told, would you rather have, like you said, would you rather have him come sit on the couch at our house, right? And then go to
their house, right? I would prefer her to be here.
Right.
And even when it got to the point where my son and he finding out, you know, he was dating girls and he, you know, I'm like, yeah, you just bring him here.
Right.
Just because
I can control
the situation a little better, and I don't got to worry about a dad, like a girl's dad.
Yeah, parenting your son.
You know what I mean? Or like being mean to my son, or, you know what I mean, thinking he saw. I just don't, because then I'm going to have to do something to somebody. And they ain't wrong because it's their daughter.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, let's just save face. You can bring them here. And that's just what we do.
I feel like it's no black and white answer. I feel like you got to know your kid, and you got to know your kid maturity level. And
that's what
you
got to
know how strong minded your child is. If you feel like your kid is strong enough to be in that situation, cool. Like I do agree with y'all though. I would rather have my kid chilling at my house. And the conversation, they always flipping on me. So, Dad, can I have a boyfriend? Dad, this and that. And then I say no. Blah, blah. Even if I'm in a joking manner, like, then they always flip it. Well, can Ari? What you gonna say about Ari? I say the same shit about my son. Like, can I have a girl? No, bro. You need to focus on school, this, that, and the third. Like, I say this shit to him, but, like, kind of like sticks, though. Like, for instance, my son was in kindergarten, first grade. I think I told this story on here before. Like, I found a note that he asked his... He wrote a note to this girl saying he want to kiss her. Can I, hey, you know, blah, 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 I want to kiss you. And I seen it in his book bag. Of course, I had a snap on him in front of everybody. But deep down inside, I was low-key happy, though. Like, you can't help it. It's your son. Like, yeah. I'm glad that you like girls. I'm happy as shit. Yeah. But I can't give that shit in front of my daughters, like Stick said, because then they going to try to run for that with that same energy.
Yeah. See, but the crazy thing is, even with little Sticks, like, I really wasn't pro him, you know, being outside, like, dealing with girls like that. I wanted him to chill. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, chill. Like, I know how it was for me, and I seen other people, like, they got lost in that shit. Like, once you start, you know, being in that world, that's all you care about.
A lot of that shit.
And that was my biggest fear with him. Like, he was going to get out there, and then, you know, he was going to lose himself. But I'm like, once I found out he was out there, you know, he was active, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, are you wearing protection? Yeah, I'm wearing protection. All right, cool. You know, and then I'm noticing he's still straight A's, still, okay. you know, yeah. playing ball, still doing everything. All right, you know what, now, okay, you showing me that you better than me at that age. Mm-hmm. That's all the fuck I gave about.
That's it. That was it. Yeah. That was it.
That's the thing. It go, like I said, it go back to being mature and strong-minded. Like, some motherfuckers just following the crowd to do that type of shit, yo. Yeah. And like, you let everything go around you because you chasing chicks. Meanwhile, the chicks you chasing, they got straight A's and they got scholarships and shit on the way. And then you look up, nigga, you just still around the way.
You the nigga that peaked at high school.
But you done fucked a bunch of chicks. Mm-hmm. But you don't got shit to show for it, though. Yeah, so I would never want that to be my son, though.
Right, I don't want that to be my son.
I don't push that agenda on him, though. Mm-hmm.
How was you as a teenager, Sammy? could you have a boy come sit on the couch?
I was a hot ass mess. My mom worked a lot. I was raised by a single mother. My mom did hair all my life. Mm-hmm. I was a hot ass mess. I really was.
You snuck boys in?
Yeah. Whew.
Your mama ain't never on.
Your mama ain't
and got my ass beat and just continued to do. It's like,
did that shit do anything? Getting hell, ass
No. But I was one of my little sister though. It worked for her. She got one beat.
Some kids,
but for me, it just didn't. I just was rebellious. I really was. That's probably why I'm scared to have children of my own, because I was a hot ass mess.
The crazy thing about it is, it don't, like, my son is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I was terrible as a kid. Like, I was scared as fuck knowing, like, my son about to get in his teens. I'm about to go through hell. I'm about to beat this nigga up every night. Now, our biggest dilemma is this nigga doing the dishes.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's our issue.
Yeah. I was big. I was. But I was over. I love sex. I was watching porn way before I had sex. Like, I was into. I guess I'm still the same way. But. Just like super sexual, so it's I don't know, and I don't think my mom knew. As a parent, you're still learning, you know. Like
every day,
I don't think my mom really knew how to. What the fuck do I do with this girl? You know. So yeah, I was bad. I was horrible. I was horrible as a child. I wouldn't hope. Hopefully, none of y'all fucking daughters are like.
I feel like raising teenagers is like. I look at it like we still learning.
There's no handbook. You learning parenting every day. Right, right. Every day you learning something different. You learning how to do different, how to be different.
It's like it's not like I raised a teenager before. It's new to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like raising is new to me, so I'm new to it and I'm trying.
And every kid is different. Your own siblings could be completely
like I
different.
Said, I was the one that got the beatings all the time. My little sister, she kind of like watched me get beatings. Like, I ain't doing what she, you know.
Right,
I ain't doing what she, but she would never snitch on me, though. She not a rat. Shout out to her. She would never rat on me, but like she watched me and was like, I don't want to, I don't want to be that. I don't want to get all them fucking beatings and go to school having to hide my bruises and shit like that.
You light skinned.
Different days.
Right, yeah, she is brown skinned.
Different days, yo.
Yeah, my mom used to be like, "You better not go to school and roll
your
sleeves up." Like, this is torture.
Man, I got my ass whipped at school.
At school,
like in the principal's office. My grandma came up there, took me in the bathroom in the principal, beat my. I'm screaming for my life. I come out, the principal like, "Ready to go back to class, nigga?" No,
I want to call
CYS. Nigga, I'm with her locking fuck nigga. Up.
DHS right now.
Put her under the jail. Like, you ain't just hear that, nigga.
I remember I told my mom.
Walked in there with a belt. My grandma had sweatpants on. She had a belt around her neck. Like, grandma, what the fuck? Like, this is premeditated abuse. Like,
you got no pockets and you got a belt.
No jeans on. She got sweats with a belt.
Sweats with a belt, bro, around her neck. Like, you Hulk Hogan, grandma? What the fuck?
She coming in ready.
Yo, listen. They ain't say nothing. Come on. I'm like, I'm thinking we going home. She's like, no. He's like, can I use the bathroom? He's like, yep, go ahead. He shut his office door, shut the door. I got my ass.
But what did you do?
That shit the good old days.
Crazy thing about it, this the wild scenario about this is, I didn't do nothing.
Oh, shit.
That's the thing. So, look, I had a teacher. The teacher didn't like me. So, I'll make the story real quick. Teacher didn't like me. It was my third grade teacher. Her name was Miss Halagin. I'll never forget that, mm-hmm. bitch. Miss Halagin, if you out there listening, fuck you, bitch. So she didn't like me for some reason. So, she would just always, like, if people was talking around me, she would say it was me. Send it to the office. So, I just kept getting sent to the office. So, this day, somebody next to me was talking. Mm-hmm. And they said something. She come up to me and slapped my book out of my hand, tore my book and everything. So I'm like, yo, why you do that? She was like, oh, you up here talking, go to the office. So my grandma was like, I'm tired of getting calls. Whip my ass. So the crazy thing about it, the person sitting next to me lived next to me. So when I was sitting outside my grandma's house, my aunt came home like, why you crying? I'm like, man, my mom being mean. Like, she just beat my ass again. I ain't even do nothing. Mm-hmm. So the person that was sitting next to me told my aunt, like, yo, he really didn't do nothing. And she slapped his book out of his hand. So my aunt went up there, pressed her. They called the cops and everything on my aunt. Miss Halagin ain't never bothered me again.
Dang. What's her name? Miss
Halagin.
Halagin.
Yeah, she was a bitch.
Bro,
girl, no, but you know what? Like though, 8 times over that. For
the crazy
nothing,
part
bro.
Is though, I went through that same shit in school though. Like I had it's a reputation you build though. Yeah. Being a class clown, fucking around, talking and shit. Like I built that reputation. So when I didn't do it, and I would, it's like if it's a group right here, and they hear it talking or somebody laughing, automatically Sean did that shit.
But you know what's crazy now? What's so fucked up now? Like me as a parent, like if my son come home and say the teacher lying, I'm like, why the fucking teacher lying on you?
Yeah, you ain't trying that shit.
Like, what the teacher got lying on you for? But they really be lying sometimes.
They do. But real shit, I tell my son, like my son, the same shit happens to me now. The school, they don't call his mom. They call me.
Right.
So I go up there and deal with that shit, but... At the same time, I tell him, like, yo, it's your reputation. If they call me and tell me this shit, you did it. Like, so unless
the crazy
he really
thing is, they be lying sometime, bro.
That's your reputation. I want him to learn now that reputation matters, bro.
And that'd be my whole thing is, like, if you got to give me a reason to trust you, don't give me no reason not to trust you. Because mm-hmm. if I don't trust you, then I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe the teacher.
Absolutely.
Because I don't trust you.
Absolutely.
And that'd be a thing. Like, I have to trust you enough to be like, I'm going to stand 10 toes down behind you that you saying that the teacher is lying
to. Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, for sure. Like, because like, if I don't trust you, I ain't going to, I don't believe. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Now it is what it is. I was horrible as a kid.
What?
Oh my goodness, bro. Yeah. I was bad as shit. And it was like, when I got the hot, I lived down Maryland. I was cool down there. When I moved back to Philly, I used to get in trouble so much, right? My mom got tired. She brought me up to back to school, and she was like, look, she told the principal, she's like, if he gets suspended again, I'm not bringing him back to school. So if he gets suspended, you're just going to have to let him back in school. I think I got suspended like a week later. And it wasn't even like a suspension. It was like, all right, when he come back, your parent got to come back up here. The principal was like, his mom ain't coming back up
they
here.
Just so like, the reinstatement so, process
listen,
was just
the whole
chunk.
Reinstatement was just like, all right, Mr. Carter, just go home for a day or two and just come back. I was like, all right, cool. Like my principal, we used to be on 53rd and Greenway, bro. She didn't even have to come this way. She used to come down Greenway to see me on the corner and be like, Mr. Carter, like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing here? Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure you got homework. I was like, nah, it's done already. Like, but when I was in, but me going from a magnet program in Maryland to come back here, I had so many credits. Mm-hmm. They gave me classes I really didn't need. So to me, like, I don't need this shit. I got everything I need to graduate. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? You look at that situation. When you was young, you would be like, man, she being a pest.
But she cared
bro,
about
she was looking out for me.
She
cared
about you. That's the crazy
thing. To this day, I always like, man, I appreciate her. Because even when, like, if my mom wasn't coming back up there, she would like, I'll go to the front desk. I'm like, tell Mr. McAllister I'm at the front desk. They would call her. Mr. Carter's here. Just send him to my office. And now she'd be like, just go ahead to class. Just go ahead. She like, come see me at lunch. You're going to sit here. I'm going to make you sit here at lunch and talk to me. Tell me about your day.
In high school, I was one of those kids that was like too smart for my own good. Like, I was in all AP classes, right? But I didn't want to be there because I didn't want to learn at that level. But I was smart.
Yeah.
Then they put me in, and I'm like, these motherfuckers is the R word. Like, so it's like, girl, either do the work or you won't be with them. Mm-hmm. But, and then I would sleep all the time. I went to summer school every fucking year in high school. For what? What are you doing?
That was me. They put me in the advanced classes, and it was only like 6 people in there. And I left them shits because I said, motherfuckers going to look in here and think I'm in the slow class. So I went back to the regular class. I got out of advanced and went back to the regular shit.
But I used to sit in front in them regular classes and look around at these people like, oh, y'all are slow.
Yeah.
Like,
I would do my work in the first few minutes, and now I'm bothering everybody.
Right,
kicked out the class.
Because it'll be like, we would be reading books in 11th grade that I read in 9th grade.
In Maryland, I was like,
I've read this book. Like, I can tell you about this book.
Yeah.
Oh, you being sarcastic. Like, no, I really read this book.
Yeah.
Like, I read this book in 9th grade or 8th grade. I read this book and, like, come back to the Philadelphia school system. I was like, this shit is, like, kind of, like, bullshit.
Dog, I went to Christian Academy in, Brookhaven. My mom paying out of pocket for me to go there, bro. I don't understand how lit that shit is.
Right.
How much of a struggle that shit was for her. Mm-hmm. But she wanted me to go to a good ass school.
Ooh, yeah.
I get in that joint, bro. I made it 98% of the school year. And finals week, they expelled me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't let me take my finals. I had to go to summer school downtown, all this shit. But my point is, once I went to school, public school in 8th grade, 9th grade, I learned all that shit in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm. But that's how I learned this already.
It really affects you too, because now I'm in class. Y'all learning about this dumb ass shit. I already knew this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't got the motivation to sit here and pay attention to this shit that I learned 2 years ago. Like,
it's crazy though. My mom says now, she said, I really wish I would have tapped into who you were as a child. Like, I always was super into art. And, you know, she was like, I feel like if I put you in a school that was like geared around that, you probably would have wanted to learn.
See, for me, that shit was cool. Like, I used to be in the art. My mom put me in the art classes. I was going to art classes on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Like, Saturdays, I'm going to art classes. My mom still got a framed picture that I drew by a pencil. It was like a frog on a rock. It was like a statue. And we sat around in a circle. Everybody had to draw it from their perspective.
Hmm.
And then you draw your own background to it and shit. It's, my mom got that shit still framed in the crib. But once I started fucking with chicks, like Stick said, that shit, I stopped caring about everything else. For
crazy, y'all talking about artists. Like, my son, like, he'd be like, Dad, I want a piece of paper so I could draw. Like, he loved to draw. And I'm like, damn, like, you know, like, you really like drawing. Like, I got to get him into some art programs, because, like, need you to tap into.
Yeah, I'm thinking, because he likes
sports too, but he'd be like, look, let me get a piece of paper. That's like, I want to draw.
That's the thing. That's one thing that I, like, pat my ex-wife on the back for, because, like, how we are with Bliss does every fucking
everything
thing.
She wants,
like, whatever you want, because she's so creative. We don't limit her.
Right.
So, like, today she want to do hair. All right, we're going to find somebody to teach her how to do hair.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow you want to do nails. We're going to find somebody to teach her how to do nails. Yeah. So, like, literally, she's so multifaceted. Yeah, like, she be losing her mind because
She in everything.
Yeah. Like, literally, she just sent us a class that she wants to go to learn how to braid hair.
Mm.
And I'm like, all right, we can go. Like,
okay. These are all great things, bro, to know how to do.
Absolutely.
Speaking on braiding hair, right? Chase, my daughter Chase, 12, she been in the hair and, like, the edges and all that shit. And even, like, my daughter Peyton, that's 14, they be, like, them and their friends, they all talk amongst each other, and they, like, no, Chase the best one with the edges. You know everybody in the Chase gonna get your edges right. So then, like, she came one day and she braided her whole fucking head. Her whole head, individuals braided her whole shit from watching YouTube and all that shit. So now she like, Dad, I need this and this. Like, cause she had got that little mannequin and shit. She used to practice on that, but she did her own head. She's like, Dad, I need a 360 mirror. Nigga, I went on Amazon. You got the 360 mirror, the little joint. The joint that hold the hair in place, the little rack. I don't know what none of this shit called.
Yeah.
All the little supplies.
Yeah.
That's your whole Amazon card. I'm getting all that shit.
I will applaud, like this era of parenting. Like,
we don't limit. We try to put our kids in everything.
Yeah, you know, and y'all tapped in. I mean, I guess
we got resources.
I was about to say, you have resources and you have more time to pay attention to your children as well, you know. But I will applaud that. I wish that, like I said, my mom always says, like, I wish I would have tapped in. But as a single parent, you don't really know who your kid is for real, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but then, honestly, yes and no. Because I feel like, but it's your job to bond with your kid.
For
it's your job to find out what your kid's into, and, you know, how you can make things relatable to your kid. You know what I mean? So, and I think a lot of people get away from the idea of that. They just feel like, oh, I'm just supposed to take care of you.
I'm supposed to take care of you. Yeah.
No, nigga, I want to know every day what's going on in my kids.
Like,
sometimes, not gonna lie, I get annoyed when my son call me and tell me every fucking thing. But I'm listening, though.
Yeah, like, yeah, I feel
literally,
you.
He just called me. I was eating breakfast before I came here. He called me. Yo, oh, Dad, the basketball game. You know, the boy that played last year with the Braves. I'm like, no, I don't know who played last year. Oh, well, he dunked. It was crazy. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, that's crazy, son. Like, nigga, why are you telling me this? Yeah. But I don't want to stop that chain, yeah. that line of communication because now that I know, like, when he going through something, he called me. When he happy, he called me. Yeah, you know, yeah. just every moment. So it's like we got that bond. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to break
and
that.
And I think that's, like I said, I didn't have that connection when I was younger because my mom was literally always working.
See, but
now we do. Like, I'm literally, like, so one time she irritated me. I was like, I'm not calling you no more. She was like, girl, you know you lying. Because, like, now how you said just something, I tell my mom, I call her for everything. Like, I know she'd be like, girl, I don't care. Like you said, but like now we have that. Like I could call her, I call her about events. I call her about the, you know, everything.
But I think the difference is with us is because that's what you wanted as a kid, right?
Right, right.
So if you were to have a kid, that's what you would give your kid.
Right.
And I feel like that's where our level of parenting, our generation level of parenting has come into effect because we're giving our kids the things we wanted. Now, granted, do I think our kids' generation is the most spoiled generation ever. Yeah. Absolutely.
Spoiled and entitled.
Entitled and spoiled like a motherfucker. But I respect this level of parenting because it takes a lot.
It does.
It takes a lot.
It does. A lot of attention. Yeah.
And for real, yo, I look at it like this. Our kids are spoiled. Let me speak for my own. My kids spoiled. They definitely entitled. But honestly, like the line of work I do, I see the type of kids that's out here. And like Stick said, the biggest problem you got with your son is doing the fucking dishes. I got clients who, their biggest problem with their son is they sneak it out the fucking back window every night. They don't know where their kid is when they get up in the morning. Mm. You know what I mean? Every morning as a parent, I could not imagine not knowing where my son at because he wants to sneak out and follow around the wrong crowd. That's or getting phone calls that my son got guns and this and that. Bro. So your kid, it could be way worse, yo. So I feel like I be angry about little shit, but at the same time, I try to always reel myself back in like, My kid could be doing way worse. They getting straight A's in school. Mm-hmm. If you want this and that, you ain't doing the dishes. Like, all right, like just pick your battles with them for real.
Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I understand. Cause I always say, like, when we look at kids that's not doing right out here, juveniles that's not doing right out here. It's like, is it really the parent or is it the kid?
Right.
Some situations,
I think it's 50-50.
Right. That's what I said. You know what I mean? And a lot of times you see on the internet, like, well, lock the parents up. Like, bro, it ain't.
But
the
now
parents
I was talking about
time.
That shit because. Speaking on you were saying like you got in a lot of trouble as a juvenile with shit. You know it wasn't your mom.
See, but I think I do like the trouble we was getting as younger. It was 100% me, but I shouldn't have had the freedom. Like if my mom would have taken away my freedom, like had me doing shit constantly. Bro. I don't think I would have been able to do
shit. How was your mom going to take away your freedom?
He mean more like keep him busy.
No, but what I'm saying, keep you busy.
I'll keep you busy. Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Not take away your freedom, like keep you in the house. Stay in the house. But you now, all right, so like, if your kid, like my opinion, like if my son wants to start doing shit, now you're going to do something every day. Mm-hmm. Now, at the school, you're going to go do this, then you're going to go do that. Then on the weekend, you're going to do this, then you're going to do that. Now, now I have to keep you occupied because you clearly don't know what to do with the occupied stuff. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I say. She did like that's what my mindset would have been like. Gotcha. All right, you got too much free time. Let me take this away.
Take some free time away. I got
you.
Know
I mean, because that's what the most trouble you're getting in is in your free time.
Yeah, and you know what's so crazy though? It wasn't even that because I would play basketball, I would play football, and then it was just like when I had like some little bit of time in between, it was like I'm out here.
You
know what I mean? Like I'm outside with because it was like I had no business that fucking 14 or 15 selling weed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like, motherfuckers around me.
But you know what's crazy? It was me. Like, literally, I used to sell. Like, I sold. I am, like, a man, child. But, I used to sell weed. And all the guys around me used to be, like, they wasn't even, like, the people, my friends weren't smoking weed at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, but I knew a lot of weed smokers. But, like, selling weed. But then I would go in the house and read Harry Potter. Like, I was like, or my mom, like, my mom bought me everything that I needed, but she just didn't have the time to, like, watch over me. Like, mm-hmm. So I'm, like, I'm playing the guitar. I'm reading Harry Potter.
And
but
then
when I'm outside, busting traps. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's a wild-ass life.
Yo.
And no, I feel like that really is who I am today. Like
busted traps and then go back in the crib and read the Harry Potter.
Nuts, dog.
Put your whole cape on and then read the book, but you just bust some traps. That's wild.
In there saying hocus pocus as you bagging up and shit.
And that's what people be saying about me now. They be like, "You too hood, you too hood for the artsy, but you too artsy for the hood." Like I'm that medium, you know. But that is being a child is.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's lit.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's art. I think I said this on a podcast before. I think kids today have it harder than what we have now.
Yeah.
Because you have social media. Yeah.
Way harder.
But even I seen somebody tweet. They was like, "You remember like people when you were in college, you drinking fucking I don't know the worst liquor ever." She like. Some girl was like, "People in college, y'all drinking 1942. Y'all ain't even come from the struggle for real." You know
what's
what I'm
saying?
What's
the shit? The MD4? What was it? MD4?
Mad Dog.
Yeah.
It ain't even Mad
Dog. It's not Mad Dog.
It's not Mad Dog, but
like
we called it
Martha
Mad Dog.
Martha Daniels or some shit like that.
Yeah.
We
called it Mad Dog.
I told somebody, black people stay making some shit up.
Dog.
You couldn't tell me that shit wasn't called
Mad Dog 2020.
My old head said it was Mad Dog. I ain't. Why the fuck?
They drinking bullshit.
Nigga drunk Four Locos. Not me, but nigga drunk Four Locos. I never was in the Four. Never was in the Four Locos, no.
I ain't gonna lie, I done had some Four Locos.
Never.
I had one.
Never was.
Especially
never
like, all right,
I didn't finish it.
If you was going out, right, and you ain't had time to get a bottle, you rushing to go to hit the club or wherever y'all going that night,
mm-hmm.
I would stop at fucking Frank's, where the cheesesteaks is at, and get a loco.
You got a cheesesteak and a loco?
That loco.
You was an old head for real.
No, I'm not saying I got. No. I'm not.
Got a loco?
I ain't getting both at the same time. I'm just saying that you can get a steak there, but they also had the locos. That one loco, bro, that shit had you fucked
nigga
up by the time you get
nigga quenched his thirst with a loco
going.
Is wild.
But you know, they switched the locos up. They're not the same locos no more. We had the first batch.
They got the recipe right now.
The experimental.
They seen everybody dying and shit. They switched it up. I want the deadly joint. Y'all remember that? People was having heart attacks off
the deadly joint.
No. But I remember I was in the middle of.
Give me the bad
fuck was I? I was on like Lansdowne Ave one random ass night, and they dared this fucking crackhead to drink a whole joint, like chug it. Gave him $20. He almost he passed out at that.
He told you
for $20.
$20.
That's wild.
Now crackheads need a full. You need at least 60.
No,
40.
you get them for 20. Crackhead
a dub. They gonna clean your fucking car, clean your
a dub is crazy. What so, the fuck am I?
It's a dub or nothing.
Like. Let's switch gears a little bit. So I don't know if everybody been. How y'all feel about the last week or so? I think it was last. What's today? It was last week when Meek homie Dean went on live. I was exposing.
Did
shit.
I rob you?
Now, how do y'all feel about that? Like, people exposing things when friends and when you once a friend.
I think that's weird. That shit I mean,
not necessarily.
Nah,
I think
exposing anybody is weird. Mm-hmm. Friends, ex, somebody you not cool with, just mm-hmm. somebody you hate. Like, I'm not giving nobody the time of day, especially social media wise or publicly, to mm-hmm. talk shit about nobody. Like, mm-hmm. it ain't that deep. Nah, mm-hmm. like, I mean, I was entertained. I watched the whole fucking thing.
It was funny.
Mm-hmm. But in the midst of it, you know, watching him say the shit he said, watching Meek say the shit he said, I was like, man, y'all doing too much. Like y'all was once friends. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Like, this is wild.
I didn't watch it, but I will say the clips that I saw, I do think they were like even though they were like telling each other business and get, I feel like they was keeping it safe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't too much. Yeah, it wasn't too much.
Like, we still, like, I could tell they still care about it. You could tell he still care about him or, mm-hmm. you know, once cared about him. I feel like they could have been, he could have been a little bit more dirty.
I think both could have been, for sure.
I think they was keeping it safe, for real.
As how I look at it, this is maybe just my opinion on it. As a man and as they so-called real niggas, I don't feel as though you go online and you say those kind of things. You don't go live.
It's a different era.
I still that don't make it okay.
No, it's not okay.
Right, but I feel like as you look at, I look at it because I view it differently because I'm not going online. Yeah, like he said, like I ain't gonna lie, like you know, like I was broke when I was with him. Oh, you kept it real, like mm-hmm. you kept it real with that. But everything else, as far as the he ain't have the money with Nicki, and you said this about this person, and bro, all that.
Not important.
all that not important. That's messy. That's women. And it's messy.
Man code the shit.
Right. And it's women. That's women shit. Yeah, that's something yeah. that women do. Like, yeah. like as women say, want the men leave some shit to the women? Like, I feel like in that situation, they got to leave some shit for the women.
You break up with your girl and they go online and air all this shit out. That's. Mm-hmm. That ain't shit we should be knowing.
One thing he did and said on there, like he dialed it back when he said it. I respected that though. He was like, yeah, because Tak was fucking a bitch. Tak was like, I'm married.
Hey, I'm married.
He was like, oh, this is before you married. Like, come on, man, you wasn't married
that's
yet.
That's what I'm saying. He was,
you dialed that shit back. Like, cool. Right, but like, right. Even more, like, you shouldn't even have to clean that up. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. You know what I mean?
Why are you even bringing
that up?
Why are you even bringing up Tak?
When he was talking about Tak, he said, you fat, funky, greasy. I said, this nigga good.
He was. That shit was funny as shit.
It was entertaining, but I looked on there. I think I got on there maybe like 2 or 3 minutes. I was like, this shit messy.
But he got in the studio. Now he in the studio. Yeah, I said, now niggas are taking shit. it too far. Yeah. But speaking of that, when you asked me to watch the Cat Williams thing, that's how I feel. Like when a man starts talking way too much,
yeah,
I'm out. I couldn't even sit through it.
Right? Yeah. That Cat Williams shit was interesting.
Did you watch the whole thing? When he read
3,000 books?
That was like my first strike, right? Mm-hmm. Second strike was when he said he left from where was he living at?
When he was younger, right? He said
Ohio or something.
Yeah, when
like
he
that?
Hitched a ride with the truck to drivers, Florida it wasn't done, but him and his what did he say, Rottweiler puppy? I said, I'm going to fuck. I'm getting the fuck out here. I cannot watch this shit. Yeah, he said he was 13 years old. He hitched a ride with truck drivers.
That sound like child
trafficking. Just me and my Rottweiler puppy.
Some of the shit. It was too precise. Some of the shit he was saying was true. Some of that shit was outlandish.
Because
he was wilding.
All right, this is my thing with the going on there and saying like a nigga stealing your jokes. All right, yeah, you know that comedian shit is a different ball.
Comedian shit, different.
A different ball game, right? So. I never knew Cat Williams to be so called a street guy, far as like what Dean and Meek consider themselves.
We
all know what it is, but right. They don't consider themselves in that aspect or that category. So I view comedians different, right?
Right.
So if a nigga stealing my jokes, yeah, like damn, this nigga stealing my jokes. You know what I mean? So I get what Cat Williams said. Some of the shit was interesting and some of the shit was outlandish. I look at it far as was this a stunt for you to set up your comedy tour? Because right. Now you're going on tour.
So and Whitchacombe is going on. Kevin Hart's ex-wife is going on tour
with him. I think that's messy too.
I don't. I expect that from her.
I expect that from her.
You know what's weird to me?
Sidebar: when women keep the last name,
after the divorce.
I think that's so weird.
Because his last name holds weight.
Even R. Kelly's ex-wife, she still has his last name.
So like my mom, my mom kept my dad's last name after she divorced because all her degrees and shit
was in that name.
So if it makes sense for a reason,
it's a lot to change your name.
Yeah, but for celebrities, you know why they're doing it. They're doing it to have that attachment.
My mom
still.
Got divorced. She switched that shit. They said.
Yeah, she.
Yeah.
Right. She did. It fucked me up because I honestly was so used to calling her by her fucking name. By her married name.
Yeah, my mom's first husband, she went back, you know, she took that shit right off. You would think that it automatically you get divorced, it would just
right,
go
you
back.
You should. No, yeah. Hurt, but no.
Let me, Sumi, when you, since being a woman, yeah. How do you look at other women when they expose, like, I think I sent the post of the girl who was exposing the guy.
Oh yeah,
right? How he
lived
and everything.
Yeah. How he lived.
How do you feel about that? Because
I think
she was in the same.
I think you just
got to
take it on a chin.
She was in the same breath that she was dissing the nigga. Yeah. She was saying that she fucked with him, like she did love him. Yeah. How do you look at the person? Do you look at them far as like you're worse than that person because you dealt with it for this long?
I don't know. I just think you got to take it on a chin. I think I think women, like, you always hear a woman be like, with your little dick. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Women do that all the time. I think you just got to take it on the chin. Because at one point, you was loving that little dick.
Right. You was loving the shrimp.
You was loving that. At one point, you was loving that dirty that dirty house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you was in there.
Yeah,
you
so.
In there getting all you can eat shrimp.
Right. So, I don't know. I think you just got to take it. I just take shit on the chin, move on. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't do anything for social media. Like, I post shit at my close friends for, like, jokes and, you know, shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. But, like, exposing people, nah, that's not really my thing. Yeah.
It's not. Like, that's, like, it takes so much. Like, I wouldn't know how to look at myself after shit like that. Like, even dealing with people, you know, I don't deal with them no more. I still don't have no ill words to say about you, or you know, somebody, what happened with you? It just ain't work out.
I feel like I don't meet one motherfuckers that know I dealt with you. So the last thing I'm going to do is expose you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't want. Yeah, I'm cool.
Motherfuckers be hurt. They be embarrassed. They be in their feelings, and they want you to feel how they feel. Yeah, that's what I think. They don't know a way to get back to you, especially if you a nigga that, if you don't really give a fuck, like once you don't give a fuck, gotta find a way to hurt you.
But the thing is, you look dumb doing that shit.
You look dumb.
Like you look worse than I look.
That's what I was about to ask y'all. Like, do you look? Does it say more about the person who's exposing the dirty, allegedly dirty person?
I think it say more
about you, because now you are, like she said, now I got this and this wrong. I don't got this. I don't got that. All my shit, I'm fucked up. I don't got none of this shit. Whatever the situation is, but you was fucking with me.
You was fucking with me.
Last week, you was riding this little endless shrimp. You was with it.
You was with that sizzle all week.
You was that sizzle, baby. Hibachi grill, we popping the shrimp in your mouth from deep. Now it's something wrong with shrimp.
Now you have to fake it every time.
Now you're allergic to shrimp.
Come on, man.
Now you don't want the seafood boil.
You look corny.
Fuck out of here.
You look corny.
That's wild. All of a sudden, you hate me now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And you know what's crazy though? A lot of times, a nigga probably dial back and really off the offline, hit that bitch up. She probably still going to come back.
Still going to come back.
14 still lies. Still going to spin the block.
14 lies, a dozen roses. you right back in there. 14 specific lies.
I'm about to say 14 is a really specific number.
It's a certain amount of anything over 14, you're going to achieve that goal. 14 lies, we right back in it. I didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it.
Sorry. Like, I'll delete my Instagram for you right now. You know, those typical lies.
I'll go talk to the lady.
Yeah, I'm going to talk. I already started talking to her. I'm already there. Like, now you can't tell her I'm going to go do it. They over that. I'm with the lady right now.
I'm with her right now.
She want to talk to you.
She think we should come in together.
That's some shit. When you throw that, that's your last joint. We can go to therapy together, baby.
No, we can go to therapy. Dog, you know what's so crazy? Straw.
Like, I be seeing motherfuckers, like, seeing screenshots and shit. Motherfuckers, like, I'm going to kill myself. I ain't never went that far.
I never said I'm going
to
kill myself.
I've never had nobody say that to me either.
No. In our big age, if you still talking about killing yourself, you need to go see the lady.
I had somebody lie and say, had a friend text me and say that they in the hospital,
like, hyperventilating
and shit. This was years ago.
Okay.
But they like, they hyperventilating. They can't take it because I said I don't want to be with them no more.
She be all right.
Baby, you doing all that over 7 minutes of this? Come on. This 7 minutes ain't worth that. Stop it.
7 minutes ain't worth your life, baby.
Girl, get up.
Stop acting now.
Like, stop acting now. Like, all right, come on.
Now you're exaggerating.
I'm going to give you seven.
Now you're exaggerating.
No, I swear to God.
Give her a little nudge.
No, I think you've ever been like, seriously, like, look at somebody like, you are exaggerating.
You are exaggerating. Sure.
Yeah.
That is funny as shit, yo.
Sometimes I look at shit like, yo, real shit, I'm not that cool.
I'm not that decent.
I know it. Like, I my thing, like, fighting for me, I'm cool with that. I think you should fight for me. But you talking about killing yourself and all this shit.
Baby.
Like, stop.
Baby, this 7 minute massacre is not all that.
Because I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to kill yourself, somebody else getting the 7 minutes.
Tonight.
You're going to die over the 7, and somebody else going to get the 7? Or you just want to live for the 7? Live for the 7.
Live for the 7, baby.
Live for the 7.
Live for the 7. That's the name of the episode. Live for the seven, baby.
Don't die over it.
Yo.
I'm talking shit with my coworker. My coworker, right? This motherfucker like 76, right? So I'm like, damn, bro, you came from an era where niggas had to throw on a 3-piece suit to run to the store.
Dog.
Right.
Like, niggas didn't have sweatpants back then, dog. So I'm like, yo, that's wild.
Niggas had sweatpants and shit.
They wasn't styling sweats. They wasn't styling. They had a 3-piece suit on to go to Walmart.
Right.
Like, so I was asking him, I said, bro, like, so like, could you have quickies back then? You know how many layers you got to take off?
Taking a vest off the hip.
Take a vest off, crazy. A blazer, untie your tie. Pull your pants down, untie. That's a lot.
Take
bro.
Your suspenders off.
Just all grind for just grind on me, baby.
All that for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
You couldn't have car sex.
Just laugh.
By the time you get all your clothes off, the excitement gone.
Yeah.
They was not even car sex. I mean, the cars was wide
they
enough.
Was big enough.
Day, yeah, I was gonna say big enough.
Well, the cars had bins with bids in them back then.
For sure, for sure.
Don't I remember my pop up car. That shit had the, you know, the front seat was like a back seat now.
Yeah.
3-4 motherfuckers could sit in the front
right,
seat.
Right, it was
you.
All connected.
For sure,
right?
It was a bench. It was a bench.
Yeah.
You could lift that armrest up. It had a seatbelt in the front.
In the middle.
Yeah, in the middle. Mm-hmm. Damn, I remember
different
that.
Times,
I remember
man.
Driving in my grandma's car.
That's when you had ashtrays in your door.
Yes.
Or the back of your seat.
And a little cigarette burner.
Or the back of your seat.
Yeah.
The
long-ass antenna on that motherfucker.
When you could pull the little cigarette.
The lighter, huh? Yeah, the cigarette lighter, yeah.
Damn.
Most cars don't even come with cigarette lighters no more.
At all.
They just use them for your charger.
The crazy thing about
the crazy thing is that was a thing. Like,
No, like even I still don't understand the concept that like airplanes had cigarette trays, but they said they never allowed smoking.
Never allowed. Yeah.
That's weird as shit.
No, they did before.
They did allow smoking.
At some point, they did.
Yeah.
Okay,
after 9/11, all that shit.
No,
ever before 9/11, where they stopped letting you smoke on a plane.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine on a plane smoking.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You could smoke on planes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was finna somebody with a cigarette today. I mean, I am hungover, but I was ready to throw the fuck up.
Stinks.
It stinks so bad.
Yeah, it stinks so bad. So we all talk about having hard conversations with your significant other. How would you tell, I'm going to ask Sticks this, how would you tell your partner that they're getting less attractive?
That's such a level question. So it depends on
what
it is. So like if she's aging like milk, she can't help that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if she aging terribly, it's like, shit, baby. Like, we got to, you know, we got to put some tape on your cheek so it stays up.
Pay for some Botox.
Something like that. But, like, all seriousness, like, if she just letting herself go, like, I feel like a lot of times when, I don't even think it'd be comfortability when a woman lets herself go. Like, I feel like that'd be a sign that they're going through something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's really what I think it be. Like, I when I was younger, I would think, like, oh, she just getting comfortable. Like, She got me now. She don't care no more.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just feel like it's more of a sign, like something's going on.
Yeah,
because like that's I think so. Because I feel like that's when a woman is at her best, feels at her best when she's at her best.
Yeah.
You know, when her hair's done, her makeup. You know what I mean? Like
100%.
You can't tell them nothing.
Right.
So if she's consistently looking a mess and not doing nothing, it's a sign. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's just a conversation. I mean, me being me, I'm an asshole. So I'm a joke and be saying like, you need to tighten the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you letting yourself go, but then you know you gotta dig a little deeper and see what's going on though.
Yeah, how about you, Sumi? How would you tell you
my significant other?
Yeah,
I probably would. I joke a lot as well, but it don't be jokes. But yeah, I probably would do the same thing. Like, damn, what happened when you remember you used to do this? What's up with that? Like, you know, I would probably say something like that. But like he said, I do think it's a deeper, like, you know, I'm working on my weight right now, but like I remember like a couple months ago. Certain things up. Somebody was like, you don't post your mirror picture or whatever, like as much as you used to. And I didn't even realize that. You know what I mean? But it was because I wasn't super comfortable in my body. And now that I'm getting more back comfortable.
They get a mirror pick
I'm back in my mirror. I'm back in my mirror. Yeah. So it really do
it's,
be.
It's a deeper
it's
thing.
That. Yeah. And then, like, you know, I see my waist coming back. You know, I'm back in my fucking mirror. I'm back in my bag. So it is.
But then again, it could also be like motherfuckers in their grind. Like, you just in your grind. You just
that
focused
too,
on
that
shit.
Too.
So, but, you know, so it could be levels.
It fluctuates. Yeah.
How about you, Shiz? How would you have that conversation with him?
I'm a joker. Like, I'm a bid on you. Like, slight shit. Like,
what if she's sensitive though?
She probably ain't for me already.
I'm
dead up. Like, I can't be with somebody that can't joke or take a couple bids.
I can't fuck
like,
with no sensitive.
Cause we gotta be able to do that. So I'm already in the mindset that the person I'm with now, it may be serious. They may get an attitude by what I say, but I'm thinking like, say like your gear is off, your hair ain't. Where you going? You ain't going with me looking like that.
Right.
Fuck you about to go.
Right.
Don sure. King, like I'm gonna talk my
way, right.
But I feel like it give you little hints, like, all right, let me get my shit together. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm able to have them serious conversations if it's something serious, but the way I would throw it out there, I'm a bid. Like, if I don't like your fit, I'm gonna say some little shit about your fit.
Yeah. Or simply,
I'm gonna just talk my little shit, like, it just in a funny, like, light way, though.
Telling them pieces ain't hitting.
Or simply, you know, like, sometimes you might have to take the initiative. Like, you know who her hairdresser is. Yo, listen, I'm about to send her.
Now I was like, about to say
I'm about
this
to
too.
Send her to you.
So
yo,
when you know it's something a little deeper, I feel like you could set a whole day up. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, bam, let me set up a little spa day for a little massage or something. You know what I mean, here, bam, these go get your nails done today. Like, what you doing? You off today? Here, take this. Yeah. Go get your nails. Like, something to like maybe encourage her to do this shit, because now that kind of will put it in her mind that you paying attention.
Yeah.
You know I mean? Think it is. It is a hard, because if you're finding your person you're dealing with and less attractive, it is a hard conversation to have, because how do you go about it? What's the first thing I say? Like I said, y'all jokers. Like we all tell jokes. You know, we all have our funny side to it. But some people are sensitive, and I think it is a conversation you have to have, but you have to know where and how to start it.
Yeah.
Because you have to know that person.
I mean, you know your person. Yeah.
Right. Because everybody don't take criticism well.
Right.
No. And women are emotional, and then sometimes weight, hair, looks, and things.
Now, weight is definitely one, John. I'm probably not going to bid about that as much. Because I know that can be a deep cut.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. Yeah, it is a deep cut for some. Yeah. Even some men is a deep cut for
them. But you could offer like, yo, let's go work out. Let's do this and that. Or let's say,
but even that could be offensive. If you're talking to somebody sensitive. Like,
yeah. It can, but like, look, man. Shit.
It can.
I agree.
What we say is a thin line. Yeah. It's a thin line for sure. But if you are finding your person less attractive, it is something you, because somebody said that top. Somebody, they must have seen it on Twitter. They sent it to me like, I think this would be a good conversation to have for y'all on the podcast. And I was like, that is a good conversation. But I think you have to have that conversation, because if you're not finding them attractive, y'all ain't going to have sex. You ain't going to want to be around them. You ain't going to want to deal with them.
Like, yeah, at that point, sex become a chore.
Yeah. Like, so you have to have that conversation. It just is. It's a tough conversation all around in your relationships. You have to have. And some people stray away from them.
What if an idea, like, what if you cool with like her, one of her friends or her sister or something, and you throw it to their ear, like, yo, what's up with this and that?
Because then they're gonna be like, you should have just told me.
No. All right, what I'm saying more so like, what if they do something together, like go get their hair done, go get their nails done together? Like,
that's
what if,
okay.
What if,
that's okay.
I'm saying like okay. that. Like, what okay. if you yeah. you and your sister go do this? Because I'm if I got a good enough relationship with you to tell you something, that the delivery may come way different coming from you to your sister than coming from me.
Right, right.
So if I deliver it to you and eat the bread, whatever, y'all go do this and that, like, or whatever, however the situation.
That's different.
I'm just thinking of like ideas outside the box.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's a great idea. I mean, that is a good idea.
Because I feel like women sometimes, like some women, right, especially dealing with kids every day or whatever, everyday life, their business, sometimes they put their self care last. Some women will put their self care last.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
Whereas, man, honestly, a lot of times, I don't go for how I'm feeling. I'm mad as shit. I'm gonna get a haircut. I'm getting my cut.
Yeah, I got an appointment after this.
I look in the mirror. However sad I am, I look in the mirror, I'm 10 times sadder if my hair ain't cut.
I've been telling you, like,
a haircut bring me back from any type of depression. I'm getting a haircut.
I don't feel a haircut in the car wash. Yeah, you can't tell me nothing.
I'm getting a cut.
That's how I feel about my nails. If my nails ain't done, I feel like...
Yeah,
I be feeling like everybody staring at me. I walk around with the fucking DW with Arthur Fist. Like, I don't want you to look
Meanwhile,
at me.
Meanwhile, some motherfuckers ain't even looking at that shit probably.
Most
or like,
people don't.
Or I'm doing, I mean, like,
some men are into,
like,
now.
Your girl, like, you don't even need a cut. Like, cause your hair curly or something. Yeah, no, yeah, fuck that, man. I need a cut.
I
know what I want to look like.
But some men do, right? Because I'll be looking on Twitter. Twitter is crazy. It'd be a girl in there with a fade. I'll be looking in the background like, this junk all over
her
the
room
floor.
Dirty as shit.
Like that now mirror that, dirty as a motherfucker.
I'm at that phase.
So her, how y'all so her how y'all
blonde's doing, missing and shit. Like
so how y'all deal with this shit? Like a partner, a partner that ain't upkeeping the crib. Not saying like it's all their responsibility, but like
what, your crib, y'all live in or
y'all
or
say y'all
crib?
Lay together. Y'all lay together.
That's a conversation.
And they a messy partner.
That's a conversation.
Listen. And that's something that can break it. Cause that can
hell
break
yeah,
us up.
Hell yeah! Yeah. Listen, me and my brother is here he's here in L.A. He's horrible to live with. When I tell you the worst, the fucking worst, and I can say this because I say it to him all the time, but just dirty, fucking dirty, like just leave dirty. Shit everywhere. Not like disgust, you know. Not like not disgusting, but like he come in
just
literally,
messy.
He will take his pants off in the living room. The pants still be there. He'll go downstairs. So shit like that. And I can imagine being in a relationship with a person.
You know
like
what
that.
Though?
My little brother
is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like that motherfucker will eat something. He probably listening to this shit. I don't give a fuck because I've told him this. You eat something, you leave the shit there. Why that shit still there 2 days later?
Why?
Yeah. Why that bowl still there? Like, bro, you wasn't raised like that. So now I know. What you gonna do when you live with a girl? That's what I always used to say. What you gonna do when you live with a girl, bro? Mm-hmm. Or you got a girl that's over your crib for the weekend? Like, don't nobody want to be around it. You got
nobody.
A fucking,
it's that maybe be, he's like, thinking like I know. I feel like my brother. I feel like sometimes he thinks like, oh, she gonna do it. Maybe did he think like that for you?
I damn sure wasn't doing it.
No, I'm gonna let it sit there and see how long you gonna let it. How
we
long
talked
you
about that in the
sit?
Group chat, y'all. Like, I'll stop doing shit around the crib. Just to see,
just to
like,
see,
how long it's going to take you to notice that I ain't doing this shit?
See, that's
living with somebody?
It was a little different. Last time I lived with somebody, I didn't clean anything. So that was like, for me to live with somebody now would be a little different.
And now your expectations.
My expectations
is
high as shit. Yeah. But the last person I dated, I swear, like, if she was home, she was cleaning. Like, that's all the fuck. I'd be like, yo, why the fuck are you cleaning the same thing every time I see you?
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess, like, motherfuckers that got, like, OCD.
Yeah. See, my joint don't even all out being like,
bro,
you a woman.
It's
and
hard
it's your
living with somebody with OCD.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. It's hard.
Nah, that could, bro, it could be the opposite. Because now
not,
they picking up
even,
on
bro,
little shit you
I'm
doing.
Not even a messy. I'm not a messy man. So, to me, like, I'll clean some shit up. And it might not go back exactly how it was. And living with a person with OCD, that shit got to be the direct angle, yo, you be like,
I would lose
no,
my
that's
mind, bro.
This shit. You gotta be kidding me.
I would lose my mind.
You know what I mean?
Mind,
like,
bro, sure.
Like, yo, no, yo, sure. Telling you, it's hard living with somebody OCD. You be like, man, you lucky. I love you.
I would drive. I would drive a person crazy with OCD.
I know a boy at my job. He got OCD. I'm talking about severe OCD. Like, I turn his light off, he gonna get out of his bed and hit his light switch four times before he lay back down. He going to go to the bathroom. He going to lift up and down his toilet seat four times.
I've seen that.
Real shit. Like, he about to leave out the room. He got to flick the lights. He going to walk out and then be like, damn, did I flick it three times?
Go back and
flick
do it again.
Flick that shit again. That's crazy. Couldn't imagine being with somebody like that.
Is that
that's
OCD
some,
or
is
that something else?
No,
too?
I think that's OCD. I think that's like
that's
a
severe. Like
severe
OCD.
Like, but you know what? I don't think this is OCD. Like, the other day, I'll do shit like, I could be laying in the bed. And I'll be like, did I, did I wipe the toilet? Say you be like, all right, I'm going to just do it in the morning. I can't get that shit off my mind.
I got to go do it at that moment.
I was on a treadmill. I have a treadmill in my bedroom. It was like this. I'm on a treadmill walking. In front of me, my baseboard, it was just like real dusty. The whole time I'm on the treadmill, I'm looking at the dust. I had to get off the fucking treadmill and go get the vacuum. Because
you going to keep thinking about that shit. You peep the ceiling fan, got fucking
right.
Shit.
Right, but
like,
I'm like, do your 30, do it after. I did 15 minutes. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't think straight.
Yeah, I couldn't think straight. But I'm like, I don't know if that's OCD. But I was looking at that shit. I was like, girl, it's okay. You're going to do it after. I could not do it.
You ever been in somebody's house and be like, you walk over something? You like walk past something? But you're like, oh, this shit had to be here before I got here.
You know what I mean?
Like, it'd be something on the floor. Like, you'd be like, ain't no way you walk past that shit.
I'm telling you, living with my brother, I'd be like, ain't no fucking way he ain't see that.
No, but you know what? You know what's crazy, too, though? Like, sometimes that cleanliness shit be mental health as well.
Yeah.
A lot of that shit is, like, we talked about the upkeep of yourself. Mm-hmm. The upkeep in your home can be signs of depression, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
so
sure.
So if you got a chick that you coming over her crib always dirty, she may be going through shit, too. Mm-hmm.
Or she might just be messy.
She could be, but I'm just saying, it is a possibility.
It could be,
that's
though.
That's a sign
yeah,
of depression.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, I mean, motherfuckers would be living in filth all around them, and they just can't pick themselves up to do this shit. They can't pick themselves up to clean this shit.
Well, yeah, because I know when my room is a hot-ass mess, it is a reflection of where your mind is, for sure. When my room a hot-ass mess, I'll be like, okay, like, let's get it together. When I clean it up, I feel better about myself. But
see,
it's crazy. Coming home to a clean house is a great fucking feeling.
It's so soothing.
But having to clean that motherfucker, that's the part. Like,
when you with somebody, right, like, I was with somebody where they didn't do this shit daily, like daily or every couple, like, you know, like more often cleaning. But like, now you want to clean when shit is fucking totally fucked up.
Yeah.
Now it gotta be this super deep cleaning. Now you ready to do this deep? I'm not doing that.
I'm
shit.
Not doing right.
You let this shit fall apart like this. I cleaned up after myself. Right. But now you left the crib like this. Now we gotta get up on Sunday and clean. I'm watching football. You're tripping.
But you do like knowing like from dating experience and dating different women and things like that and seeing living condition, like, you do appreciate a woman who is clean.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Like, going over, she'd be like, damn, like, this shit comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, damn, like, you'd be snoring in that bed when you go to sleep.
For real. But like a dirty, but like a woman that's like messy like that really, it make me look at you a little different. I wonder, like, yo, are you clean? You know what I mean? Like, how are you? Like, I get it. Like, that's why I never judge a woman. Like, I come to her crib, her room dirty one time. That's fine. Like, I get it. Shit,
yeah, you
happens.
Ain't expect company.
You ain't expect company. You, right. You wanted 7 minutes. Cool. I got you.
Like, you wanted to live for the seven.
You wanted to live for the seven. I got the seven for you. So, you know, I'm not going to judge you during the seven. But if I come back again and that same junk there, I'm going to give you the seven.
But
I'm going to judge you after that, though. Like, that's one of them jokes you look in the mirror
never,
at yourself.
Never,
like, what the fuck did I just do?
It
like,
never
like,
been too
do
bad.
Do women
and,
feel
and
that?
Hold on.
Huh?
Wait.
I said, has it ever been so bad that you didn't want to do it?
Yes. I left out the crib. The whole crib was dirty. I walked right back. I said, I left something in the car. Listen, and I didn't even drive there. I Ubered. I walked to the corner and called my Uber.
I was fucking with this guy. He used to come over to my house all the time. I prefer people to come to my house. Mm-hmm. So
he is space and shit.
I do. I do. I know my space. I'm comfortable here. I prefer you to come
you
to
know
my
where
house.
To block it.
Right. I went to his house. I said, oh my fucking God. I liked him so much. This house ruined everything for me. He was, I hope he's not listening to this.
He might.
I'm just going to keep it real vague. but it was just, it wasn't good.
But is this
like, was it the house? Was it his upkeep of the house? What
no,
was
it was just the house.
Okay.
Like he would have to tear it down and build a new one. Like it was just the house.
Like the walls and shit and everything?
Yeah. It was just an old house.
Tear it down and build
but
a
wait,
new
one. Damn, that's crazy.
So do women feel... Like, as myself, like, as a man, like, if I hit something I had no business hitting or I beat my meat and I go look at myself in the mirror, I'd be ashamed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do women feel that, too?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or sometimes if I'm like, I don't do this, I'm really in a different space, yo. I swear to God. Ladies, if you're trying to evolve, I salute you. Like, I'm in a different space. I don't do shit just... For shit, for fun no more.
Oh yeah, no. Everybody should be past
you
that
ain't
age.
Sport
yeah,
fucking.
I know at all, But it's times where I was to your question. Like if you drunk, you only fuck somebody when you drunk, and then you wake up like, what the fuck did I just? You know what I mean? Right. Like that type. So definitely.
Like after that shit, I'll be asking myself like, what was the point?
What
did you gain from that?
Turn
like,
your horny down.
Turn your horny all the way down. My shit is all the way down. I'm so proud of myself. I don't got no horny at all.
Damn, that's bad.
You got no horny.
You got rid of your horny.
I got rid of my horny.
That's nuts.
Where
you put it at?
I don't even know. I got
put it in your bag.
I haven't had sex since September.
Wow.
Hold on. What is
that's
this?
That's crazy.
It's January.
Damn.
Yeah,
your butt plug waiting at home like the fuck. You don't know
that butt plug.
Your
butt plug thinks she
butt
died.
Plug, like, what the fuck? Like,
I ain't gonna lie. Look, last night I came in. I was like, I'm hungover now, so I was drunk as shit. I was thinking like, where is my butt plug? I swear to God, I was thinking it. I'm like, damn, I ain't see that girl in a minute.
Yo. When Sylvia like, y'all carry my butt plug. I'm like, you carry your butt plug.
One of the first times she was on the pod. I was like, yo, drop me off the 30th Street. I was going back to work. And she was like, yeah, something. And she was saying, I think she's on the phone. She's like, yeah, I got my butt plug right here. Went in her inside pocket of her jacket.
Damn.
Pulled a butt plug.
Like
I'm
a
like,
debit card.
What the fuck?
Like a debit card. That's what I'm saying.
Apple Pay and a butt
stay
plug.
Stay strapped.
I turned my
stay strapped.
Was
crazy.
That shit got the chip in it. You know you got to hold the chip in it.
One time I went to the club with it in. Like,
what? Was it in your butt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
That's what I'm saying. I turned it down, y'all.
I feel sorry for the men in the life right now.
See, I know they live it. Like
they
whoever hit that know first, me? Whoever hit that first,
nigga. I was gonna say I'm like a virgin now. I'm a virgin. So next time
it's a new year.
Yeah,
it's a new year.
Your body's reset.
Your body's reset.
Your mental don't. You gonna go fuck crazy.
So. Lynn sent me these questions. It said a question for Sumi. You know Lynn got these fucking questions.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a gentleman and the bare minimum? It said, I'm so confused because I went out with a guy recently and I thought he was such a gentleman. Mm-hmm. But when I told my friends who have more experience in dating about it, they all said it was a bare minimum.
So I always say to my friends, I think we all have different requirements, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure you know what Sticks may like, Nas mm-hmm. may not like, what Nas may like, Shiz may like.
Right.
So I think we have different requirements, and I don't think that you should let your friends, I guess, like deter you. I don't.
That's major.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I think yeah, like it's certain things that I'm cool with that my friends will be like, girl, that is stupid. You know, it's certain things that my friends are cool with and I'm like, bitch, that ain't shit. But yeah, so I think it depends on what you see. It's your world. Like, I just think it depends. Cause I wish she would have gave an example of like what the bare minimum was. Like, right.
What happened?
Right. Like for my mom. Like my mom will be like, I want my door open. I want my door closed. Like when we getting out the car, you know, to me that's not important. You know what I mean? Like I'm probably out the car before you get out the car. Mm-hmm. Like you might tell me to slow down. Wait, bitch, I got your door. No, you taking too long. Like, right. But so to me, that's not super important. But to my you know, that's really important. So I think it depends on what you. I don't know.
See, my joint, when you said that, right? I tell my daughters that, like, when we out or they with my son, don't touch no door when you with a man, yeah. Yo. Like,
well,
hey, opening the door. Well, opening the door is like going into
no, places. Yeah, opening yeah. the door. Yeah, but yeah. I'm saying going like the car, but car, yeah.
No, listen, the car, right? I went, December, my bad, this is a little off topic, but I went to, my daughter said she wanted to go to a seafood spot. What the fuck? I don't know. Crafty Crab, mm-hmm. One of them Jones in D.C. Took my daughter there.
Hot and juicy?
Not hot and juicy. That's my shit though. It was. I think it was Crafty Crab.
Okay.
So anyway, we go to that joint. I showed her. I opened the door for her. She got in the car. I went around. She ain't open my shit. Right. I know she don't know about this shit. I know. So I said something to her about it. She's like, "What you talking about, Dad?" So I showed her the Bronx Tale. I said, "There's a movie called The Bronx Tale," and the way that he knew that that's the girl he wanted to talk to. Was because she opened the door for him.
She unlocked the door for him.
You know what I'm saying? She hit the door for him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I went on YouTube. The joint come right up. She thought it was so dope. Like, so now I know. I feel like that little shit, you going to take that shit with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Growing up and shit. But, right. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So to your daughter, that's going to be a requirement. Mm-hmm. To someone else, that might not be important. So like I said, you got to build your own. You got to build your own requirements. Like I said, I wish she would have gave an example of like what he did.
Cause I look at some things that,
like walking on the outside of the street, that's a big thing for me.
Right, no, that's something my value too. I'm definitely walking on the outside of the street.
Yeah,
I'm walking outside.
I went out with a nigga before. We were walking somewhere, and he was. I said something to him. I'm like, I ain't even noticed. To me, that was an instant turn on.
Some niggas don't know, and the same way I say that with my, I tell my son the same shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But the fact that he didn't notice,
somebody got
too much. Like
it might be too much for you.
It was a turn off for you.
Right. Turn off for you, right? So to you, it was a turn off, but to him, he like, I ain't know because maybe the woman he dealt with before
has
never done it.
Right.
So do you in that situation, do you hold him accountable for not knowing something?
I'm gonna let you know. I think it depends on how you react to it. If you're willing to learn, you're willing to change.
Is it more like a teachable moment, or is it like a deal breaker? Like
the walking on the outside of the street is a deal breaker for me.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Now I can see if a nigga ain't hold the door for you, that's a deal breaker.
Listen, one time, and this is another thing. One time I was with my girlfriend, her nigga, he went into the place first. He like swung the door open like one of them like, bitch, you better hurry up. That turned me off. I said, yeah, man, don't hold the door for you.
Sticks get the door held for him. Suck your shit.
Wait, you want to see him just there. He was like, I mean, bitch, but.
Don't shame me. Always want to shame me.
But I'm saying, like
I consider myself to be a bad nigga. Like, don't shame me, dog.
But requirements. What you holding
my bad, my bad.
Bro, I'm a complete gentleman.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
Door,
I'm
fucking around.
You know, like, with that shit, but it also depends what version you get of me. Because everybody may not get the same version of me.
Yeah.
I've really got to think. But I feel like I hold the if I'm out
I hold
there,
the
door
for strangers sometimes.
Yeah. Right. I walk on the outside. Shit like that. Like, you know, in the cold, like I'll give you my coat. Like, you know.
Bitch, you should have wore a coat.
It ain't a lot of people that got my coat.
I get my coat.
Yo, you might know something. I don't even wear a coat.
So I ain't covering the puddle and shit.
But the thing about it, it'll be a situation like my cardigan. You know, I love cardigans.
Right, right.
I get my cardigan up. Fuck my whole fit up. Now, you know, if I'm fucking my fit up for you.
You fuck with
If you fuck up for you,
definitely love
I love you.
No, it was raining last night. I gave my girlfriend my hair. I'm like, damn, this is a part of my fit.
Yeah, like don't fuck raining up, dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody has different standards, you know, different requirements. You know, you find your thing. Don't let your friends fucking push their shit on to you unless you want to.
Nah, okay. I mean, because a person going to tell you what they won't accept and shit like that. But behind closed doors, they be accepting bullshit.
Everything, like, except I'm telling anything.
You, bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so they don't ever let a motherfucker tell you what you shouldn't accept. Because if you understood the shit that they dealing with, little Mookie living off of them, driving their car.
Do y'all think that shit vary with men and women? Like how honest we are about how we really are in our relationships? Do you think men are more honest or women are more honest?
No, I think everybody is.
No, I think men are less honest.
Less honest than women. I think so too.
But like to our friends about what our relationship. You think so?
I don't think niggas don't tell everything.
No, I don't think nobody tells
not
everything
about your relationship. This is more so like what you willing to accept or how
like,
you.
Like for instance, like if a girl get cheated on, a girl will tell her girlfriend like, "Girl, this nigga just cheated on me." Mm-hmm. A guy get cheated on, he ain't telling his bro.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I think women should handle that like men.
Yeah.
If your man cheated on you,
you shouldn't tell.
You don't gotta run and tell your girlfriends
unless you're leaving them.
Yeah.
Now you ready to leave, and then you gotta explain why y'all broke up. That's one thing.
Right.
But if y'all working y'all shit out, or you figuring out what you want to do, why go to your friend and happy on and tell her, he cheated on me, knowing that you might come back?
Because a nigga get cheated on, he know he gonna stay. He ain't telling nobody.
Uh-huh.
He ain't telling nobody.
Why?
Like ain't no reason.
Ain't no reason.
What's the benefit?
Right.
All niggas gonna do is look at your girl like a hoe.
Yeah, exactly.
And then be like, yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Why you gotta be a hoe?
She don't hoe shit.
That's just how we are.
Look,
that's
man, fuck we it. We not getting in all that. It just is what it is. If you wanna call it
double standards are real.
Double standards. Fuck it.
And she ain't even really. She ain't even a hoe. But yeah, fuck that bitch. She a hoe.
Fuck that bitch. She cheated on my bro.
Let me ask y'all a question.
I got cousin who can fight.
Let me ask y'all a question, men. I don't know if y'all do this, but like, why do y'all downplay situations y'all in? Like,
I mean, she cool.
You spend all your motherfucking time with her.
Listen,
just might be cool.
Okay.
No, you gotta give her more explanation for that.
I know what she's talking about, right? Because
I don't know what she means.
Listen, I ain't downplaying nothing. I fuck with, right?
Yeah.
Because.
True. I get
your
that
homie.
Part.
If my homie asked me, "Damn, bro, you fuck with such and such." Yeah, bro, I fuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, my homies know, like, bro, I ain't lying to you. Yeah. Like, if I love this girl, I love her. I don't give a fuck, whatever. Bro, it ain't got nothing to do with none of y'all. This is me and her.
Yeah.
I told one of the homies, chill. The homie ain't chill.
We know that situation. We know that situation.
Do it matter?
Yo, it don't matter, but you was real with him, though.
Nah, you was real.
You was honest. But it's like, I ain't downplaying. I don't know why men downplay it, and then they be upset. When I ain't downplaying. Like, bro, if your homie asks, like, damn, what's up with the chick, such and such? Nah, bro, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he slide on her, and then you upset
and
with him.
Upset.
You upset with her, or whatever, however the case may be. Like, nah,
no,
bro, keep it honest. Keep it honest with your, if you're my homie, bro, nah, fuck no. Yeah. Like, she off limits.
Right.
My thing is, I tell, like, you niggas know, y'all know me. I tell you in a heartbeat, no.
Yeah.
Like, nah, if I fuck with her, no.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out. But if, you know, if it was something we were just playing around, go ahead.
Right.
You know what I mean? But nah, like, I don't. I just think that's like an immaturity thing.
Right. Because
when you fuck with somebody, like, okay, you may not want it public. You may not want everybody to know you fuck with her.
But why not?
Like,
why not? If you fuck with her?
Like, are you embarrassed?
No, my thing is this. What I've learned, and it's sad, I've really learned that once people find out shit, it fucks up.
So
everybody always got a story.
So? Yeah,
yo,
okay, yeah.
Publicly. That's what I'm talking about.
To my close friends, that's different.
All it takes is to piss the wrong person off, and then they gonna go straight to your relationship or something.
Not even that, bro. The situation to be like you been fucking with this girl for a year and a half. Nobody knew. Soon as they find out. You fucking with her. Now she got a story to tell
you
about how what you did with her girlfriend 2 years. Oh,
Fake
he ain't
page
shit.
Is coming
and
through.
He don't do this.
Yeah.
And he a hoe. And I'm like, damn, bitch. Yeah. Like, what I do to you?
Yeah, just because I'm giving her shit that I ain't give you. You ain't got
to
hit her.
Just because she living for the salve. And you used to get the salve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you ain't.
Or your friend used to get the salve.
Yeah,
right,
like,
cool. It might have been six back then. It's salve now.
It's salve now.
It's salve now. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I upgraded.
It's salve.
You know what I mean? Like, I upgraded now.
Yeah, no. I don't understand why men do that. So I don't know why they do it. I know niggas do it.
I feel like amongst our friend group, we don't do that, though. We really, like, will tell each other, like, oh, no, I fuck with her, bro. Like, chill. Like,
well, you asked me, where you was at last night? With Bay?
I've had niggas literally tell me, no, I don't care about her. Or nah, we ain't fucking around. And then I hit her. Now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, you mad?
Yeah. Yep.
That shit is.
I just feel like I asked it because I've been experiencing that. Not even with not even with people that I talk to. Like, I just been experiencing it a lot. Like, I mean, they cool. I don't fuck with them like that. But it's like, you literally, I think for men, time is such a big thing for y'all. Mm-hmm. If y'all giving something y'all time and y'all, you know what I mean? Like, that means a lot. So how are you giving all this person all this fucking time, but you claiming you don't fuck with them?
People just be trying to be too cool a lot of times too.
I was talking about niggas lying, niggas frauding. Oh, niggas. But I was saying that it's happened a number of times, not just with people that I date, but I was dating this guy, and he was dealing with with another girl. We were just talking, mm-hmm. But he was just like volunteer, like, yeah, I don't fuck with her like that. I don't.
Oh no, he was just trying to make you comfortable.
But it was so bad because he spent so much time with her, so it turned me off because. What you saying about me? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I had to cut him off.
Yeah, that 100% sounds like he was just trying. Yeah. He was trying to make you comfortable.
Yeah, and it was making me uncomfortable because if you fuck with somebody, you fuck with somebody.
But that'd be my thing too, though. I was like, what? Maybe because how she's viewed, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So what? Okay. Right.
But if you, I don't know, man. Yeah, man. It, look, bro. Listen,
Tiana Trump won't fuck with me. Baby girl, that's my girl, and I'm sticking beside her. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
One of my homies like her too. He posts her all the time.
We was trying to get her on the podcast.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he like her.
Yeah, we done DM'd her and everything. I look at it like your experience with that woman is a different experience than the next man.
Absolutely.
However, y'all, you know what I mean? She may feel differently about you than which. Yeah, she may have fucked the nigga, but it probably wasn't really too much to it. Like, how she feel about you and how she view you is different. And then it's all about how she makes you feel.
Right.
You know what I mean? I ain't worried about whatever happened before me, the nigga she was dealing with before me. But it's like, how you make me feel is what matters to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all that matters to me. How you make me feel, how you view me, and how
see,
I view you.
See, motherfuckers be too ego-driven, bro. Like, niggas' egos be too big. Mm-hmm. Caring about what other people thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if you fuck with somebody... And you genuinely fuck with him, like
fuck with him.
But man. As a man, like you, like I mean, as long as she wasn't out here getting slayed by a bunch of motherfuckers,
right,
like
right.
You live in this city. Somebody touched her.
But my thing is, if it's too much, just don't fuck with her. Then.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with her and then tell everybody
then tell
I don't,
everybody
fuck,
I
with
don't
her,
fuck with her.
Right.
That's
and then
what
you
I'm
in
saying.
This dilemma.
My logic behind this right, shit, like if she getting slayed all around the place, that's different.
That's different, right?
But like if she don't, you can't. You it's rare you gonna find something that somebody. That you may not know or you don't know him personally, but
it's
y'all being
rare.
It's rare
it's
that
rare.
Somebody
it's
touch
rare.
Him. It's part of life.
Yeah, it's rare.
And then even more as a man,
especially in the same city,
as a man, you gotta look at what you touched. You
right.
know what I mean? She gotta be comfortable knowing
right.
that you touched this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? So a lot of that
it
shit.
It worked both ways.
It does.
It worked both
it
ways.
Does.
Yeah, it worked both ways. Cause niggas done had some questions, not questions, but you done probably had some nice words that you might have slayed some shit. Like, I shouldn't hit that.
I was wilding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're like, I was wilding. You know what I mean? Like, if a nigga say he don't, he lying. Like, I'm keeping it real. Like, you done had someone like, man, years ago, like, when your standards are a little different, you're like, she may be okay, but you're like, I shouldn't hit that. You
for
know
sure.
what I mean?
Fourth
like,
quarter,
I had no business.
Back a couple years ago, fourth quarter, nothing else available. She had the other net. She had the other in the coop. She was looking down at you. I'm gonna take that off.
Look, one time
I call that shit
bottom of the ninth.
One time I was talking to somebody and he was like, one time I had called this chick a Uber and you fucking was the driver. Like you, like I guess he seen me. Mm-hmm. I was like, he was like, I had to cancel. I was like, what? Why? Like, ain't that deep? Why you can't? He's like, no, she. I ain't want nobody to know. I ain't want nobody to see me with that. I'm starting cracking the fuck up. I'm like, oh, Lord, I got
you.
Like,
yeah, yeah. But you know what? I used to have this little
Jones. I was one of them late night Jones.
At this big age, I'm rubbing that out and going to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm
I used cool, to have this chick. Yo, sure. I used to call. I used to like her nickname was like Chinese Store. No bullshit. Lynn know who I'm talking about too. I wish she was here. Every time I hit her up, bro, she be like, all right, I'll be ready in 10 minutes. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
So
every time. Every time. I'm talking about like.
Oh, that's a good name.
This college, though.
Okay.
This college.
Okay,
so, like, we all live on the same campus. So, we have a party or we go somewhere or whatever, another school, we come back. I call her phone, bro. She, 10 every time.
So,
she
would she really be there in 10 minutes?
She was coming. Rain, sleet, snow.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Damn. 10 minutes.
She get the job done. 10 minutes.
You was knocking the doors off of it,
bro. But Nate, nobody, everybody see me talk to her on campus. She walk by me. I'm not speaking to her.
Oh, that gotta What's be crazy the worst. I know
that's probably bad, but those I'm be
the
ones
you give the incredible work to. You just be in there drawling like they be, and then we wonder why they act like that.
But
you
no, I'm gonna keep it real.
Them out the frame.
I've never
you
met a chick
with moves.
I never met a chick like her.
Like, hold on, let me see. I never tried. Put your leg up real quick. Hold on. Like you in there wilding.
I never met a chick like her that played her part though. She never tried to like
overstep
talk to me and make it look like it's something. Like I might have spoke like, "Yo, what's up?" As a walking past, "What's up? What's up?" Nobody ever gonna think I'm fucking her.
You wanna know what's so crazy? Damn. Maybe she was ashamed to be seen talking to you too.
Yeah. That's completely fine. That's completely. I'll take that. That's fine.
So we got another one last learner that we'll wrap up. For Sticks, a question for Sticks from somebody. Yo, big bro. Maybe they might be trying to borrow some money.
Oh, here we go. I ain't gonna tax time next month. I got you next month.
And this is like gonna be hard for me to read because how they wrote it. How do I set up this chick to only give head? Like I'm not trying to hit the John B. I'ma keep it a bean. She not cute. No disrespect, but the head is fire. That's all I wanted to be. She's shy and shit. And will do whatever I want, but I'm not even trying to be disrespectful. Or is it?
I don't even know what this means.
So he just want head.
He want a dick suck, but he don't want to fuck.
He don't want
to. He want to know how to tell
he
her.
Just
know,
he
said
know
she's shy and shit and would do. All right. Okay.
I mean, honestly, I just feel like you got to just get your shit off. Like, when she giving you head, you got to get it off.
And say that's
it.
And that's it.
You know, I mean, let it go soft on her. Like, yo, it's done. That's it. Ain't no other way. Because, a woman not going to be okay with just giving you head forever.
Not at all.
Maybe a certain amount of time, sure. After a while, she's like, yo, you going to put that shit in or what? You know what I mean? So, it's going to be short-lived. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hit. If you're not going to hit, then leave it alone. But if you want her to not try you, you're going to have to get your shit off. Why she giving you head?
Have y'all ever dealt with someone that you just only wanted a dick suck?
Yes.
Not me. The thing with me is like I'm not a crazy head boy.
I love
really?
It,
yeah. I'm not like I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Like I definitely want it, but it's like I ain't like yo like no. I'm like no.
I
like,
feel like
I'm like a yo like she gotta like she gotta like no. I'm like more so like I want to have sex. Like
okay.
If a chick dick suck is better than her pussy, you probably never gonna get this dick in you. I see how good that dick suck is, and I've had that happen.
I feel like with me, that might keep me around.
The dick suck.
The dick suck crazy and the pussy and the pussy average. I like you.
If I could have my picks, I would prefer a good dick suck and good pussy. But if I had to pick, give me a mid dick suck with great pussy.
I'm the other way. Give me really? Amazing.
That's me.
Give me an amazing hit. Average pussy.
See, I'm not I'm that good. Way. He backwards to me. I'm. It could be mid head. It ain't even got. It
now,
ain't
average don't mean poor or like you know. Average mean good.
I'll prefer great. The great box in mid head.
Okay.
Like the great box is gonna win me over every time.
Every time. But nigga, that roll
I'm
over.
A head but if she I'm if not she that got, dead, that's
come on,
a,
that roll over.
That's different.
Come on,
when you roll over,
I'm
gonna
say
still,
what is why? Why does that
the
that
still
mid-morning?
It's crock pot. It's crock pot. It's yo. You ain't gotta warm
you
it up. Nothing. It's
no,
ready.
No. You know what?
It's ready.
I think the women feel the same.
Ain't nothing like rolling over and it's some dry pussy next.
Oh, I'll be pissed.
Now that's a deal breaker.
My breath stinks, so I'm not eating it. Like I'm not.
Yeah,
like,
we just all side backwards.
Now you know what? I'm going back
all
to sleep.
All side in front
I'm
of
going
the
back.
Back
to sleep.
Wait.
It's early as shit.
Funny. One time I was fucking with this nigga. He it was a little small. He had said to me, "This is what I'm saying. Like, ladies, hurt these niggas' feelings because he said to me, I'm small. Everybody knows I'm short. He was like, I wish you was taller. I'm like, wow. He was like, because then I could like." I'll be able to hit it from the side better. I'm like, no, you can't hit it from the side.
What's your leg lift got to do with the side?
Yo, I just let him have it though. I'm like, all right,
he ain't got enough knife to cut the bread.
That gotta be wild to limit yourself to positions because you meet. That's nuts,
though.
Damn.
But when he said that, I'm like, okay, put it on me, I guess. Like, I just let him have it. I'm
nah,
like,
you should have talked
shit. I should have said that. No, you ain't
so
got
it. So my legs was hanging off the bed, you would have got in this show, huh? Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
Yo.
You need a whoop legs.
But man. Yeah, I don't.
But you was loving the shrimp?
Listen, he knew his strong suits.
You was first in line at Hot and Juicy.
What I will say is, if you are smaller, you just gotta find something that you're really good at and stick to that shit.
A lot of women say men who have smaller penises good at eating vagina.
Yeah, yeah. And I like a little one in the pink,
are you like
two
a,
in the stink.
Are you like a? You like.
Wait, what? Just wanted
it.
Bowling ball. Yeah.
So yeah, he was good at that. Yeah.
Do you? Are you like sex or like head?
I'm sex. Okay. Yeah. But I haven't met. It's not a lot of niggas that got big dicks out here. I don't know if the ladies can attest to this, but like I feel like I meet a lot of like small average penises. I do. I feel like I do. It's not a lot. Like the big dick niggas is like on Twitter.
Now, fellas, that don't call for y'all to be sending meat pics to Sumi.
No.
Hey, listen, just FYI, she does not run the pod page.
She does not run the pod. I'm telling you, she don't run the pod page.
That shit gonna go to my request. I don't want to see it either. I do not want to see that either. But I'm just saying, I think it's like, and it's nothing wrong with average, like, you know, average size is
great.
It ain't
the size of the vote, it's the motion.
You know how people be like, oh, I want... It's on Instagram. It was this girl talking like a ruler.
Yeah, she had a ruler,
like
right.
Technically, you don't need that much dick inside you. Like, it'll fuck up your shit for real. My mom used to always say that. That is gonna mess up for your stuff. Yeah, but like I think it'd be some little.
Hey, listen. If you got a little shrimp, go see Dr. Miami. You know what I mean? He get you extendo.
Some women do. And like, what was you saying? Who said earlier? Like things that you can't, like your weight. Like I don't know which one of y'all was, but like things that you can't help. I'm not going to like.
I think it was you.
You born that way.
Yeah, you
I ain't one of them chicks. Like, yeah, we just gonna find something that you good at, and we gonna stick to that. But like, yeah, that boy said that I wasn't tall enough for him to hit it from the side.
Wow, that makes no sense.
It makes no sense,
zero sense.
And I'm really upset that I let him get that off on me. I should have checked him about that.
That's one of them joints. After the argument, you step back like, I should have fucking.
I'll be in the shower replaying arguments like, fuck, damn, I could have killed her with this joke.
I'm not a good arguer at all.
I get mad.
I'm not good on the spot.
I shut down.
Yeah.
See, I am though, but honestly, if I care about you, sometimes like I've had motherfuckers like try to unleash shit on me, but I don't even want to take it there with you because I know I'm gonna fuck you over.
See, I'm not that guy though.
I don't want to do that.
I can't get into that.
Like, I've had motherfuckers like, you know, like you with a woman, they go deep, bro. They go for the lowest of blows. And you know, like, I could low blow the shit out of you.
I haven't experienced that in years, bro. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, an argument to me is like a disagreement now.
No, real. I ain't going through that recently.
To the point of like you saying shit about my mom and shit. Like, I ain't, right. You got one time for that.
You got one time. I don't like arguing because I think things get said in those arguments to where as though you can't come back from a lot of things you can't come back from. Whether a man said it, whether a woman said it. So you gotta take a step back and view like what are we having a disagreement about?
In the heat of the moment, you can't say you meant that shit. You've been waiting for the opportunity to say that shit.
Yeah.
Like in an argument, I'm never gonna say something hurtful.
Hurtful, right.
I'm gonna try to get my point across.
Right.
But I'm not gonna be like, oh, you know, your mom was a crackhead. Like, come on. Like,
but again, two things could be true. You ugly as shit, but I do love your ugly ass. Like,
I'm still not doing it. Cause I'm telling you, like, I've been in a situation, I was dealing with this girl, and she was like, yo, like, I would have rather. She said, like, I would have rather you have cheated or hit me than for you to have said the shit you said to me. And that shit reflected on me. I'm like, wow. Like, I'm thinking I'm a good man because I don't hit a woman. But I'm like, damn, I said. And I didn't think what I said was bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I'm like, wow, if you felt like you would have rather me punch you in your shit than say that.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. And that was really the day, like, I stopped arguing with intentions, like, or saying shit that I out of spite. You know what I mean? I just stopped doing it. Now I'll shut down before I give you that energy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in times like that, if you say something to somebody that you really regret, or maybe it's like, you know, it happened a while ago, like, will you circle back and apologize?
I'm very apologetic. Okay. Even me, I'm the person that I like to digest every situation, mm-hmm. right? So I may not say shit to you today or tomorrow,
right?
But it'll take, once I get it and it clicks, it's mm-hmm. like, all right, you know what, they was right. All right, let me, you know, I'll send a text or call to let you know, like, look, I'm not looking to rekindle mm-hmm. or rebuild. I just want to let you know you was right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I fucked up, whatever the case may be. Yeah. And anybody that's really dealt with me on a serious level can attest to that.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problem saying I'm sorry. I don't, if you're sorry, like, mean that shit. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, who I am, I'm not going to say it if I don't mean it. If right. I'm not sorry, tough luck. I don't care.
Okay. Right.
But if I'm sorry, you're going to hear it, and I'm going to explain to you why I'm sorry, and yeah. I'll explain to you why you was right, or whatever the case may
be. I'm definitely one of those people. Like, I will circle back and apologize. Even, like, I might not, like you said, I don't want you back, none of that, but it's like, that was fucked up. You know what I mean? I ain't mean that. Or, you know, I don't want you to, I didn't want to leave off on that note. I will apologize, because that should be eating at me.
Because sometimes, honestly, I feel like a lot of times, that shit is for you, though.
Yeah, right.
Like, that shit guilt.
That's why I say it be eating at you. Mean? Like, you think about it. You ever think about something like, damn, I was fucked up.
Yeah, I was
like,
wrong. Yeah,
I drew.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
and a lot of times, you know, I can speak for myself. Like, I get in my head thinking, like, you know, I you should be happy to be with me. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then you realize, like, damn, like, I was so full of myself.
Oh, yeah.
I was blocking.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't doing what she wanted me to do. And I'm thinking, because I'm loving her the way I want to be loved,
right,
or giving her what I want.
You wasn't loving her how she wanted to be loved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
like, a lot of shit. And then when you realize that, because you get cocky and feel like, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Because you think you are.
Right.
But you realize when you take a step back and be like, damn, I really wasn't paying attention to her. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't doing this. And that's when you got to, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Those
I mean,
moments
even
are
in
great.
Even in that situation, if you're still in that relationship
absolutely.
With the person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I say those moments are great when you can really, like, self-reflect.
But I say
that's
this.
A growing person.
I say this. I just say, I feel like I was having this conversation with my son and his friend, and they was talking about, like, how, like, you know, girls that wait till the girls they dealing with tell them, you know, shit when it's too late. Like, she don't like something he did. She was like, I don't like that you did this 6 months ago and I can't get over it. I'm leaving mm-hmm. you alone. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like, speak on that shit in the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I tell him. Like, if you don't like something somebody's doing, speak on it in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the longer you let it happen, it's going to eat you. It's going to mm-hmm. eat away at you, and you're not going to mm-hmm. be able to get past it. Mm-hmm. Like, you at least got to give them the opportunity to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, if you hoarding that hurt and then you're not telling them until you're at a point where you can't take
it. They
don't
know what they're doing wrong.
You know what I mean? And they think all this time you got to have that conversation.
And that's how I be telling people, I am not a mind reader. You know, you got to let, sometimes you got to let me know,
absolutely.
You know, what I'm doing. Like you said, you be so caught up in yourself and I'm doing this, I'm mm-hmm. doing that, I'm this, I'm that. And yeah, you ain't meeting
the requirements
that she want or he want. Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, they deal with you in hopes of
that you'll be better.
But you'll be better.
Yeah.
But without that guidance, it's not going
to
happen.
Because you have to, like you said, you have to learn to love people in their, how they want to be loved. But also, we all change. We all evolve. So sometimes
right.
you might be loved differently than you were last year or 2 years
ago.
You know what I mean? You got a different mindset of how you want me to love you. You have to explain that to me. You have to share that with mm-hmm, me so I can mm-hmm. give you that. Because I love you enough to change how you wanted me to love you last year to now. I'm going to change you in your new, I'm going to love you in your new way.
And
I'm gonna
also,
show you.
But I'm one of them people that I ain't going to keep saying it.
No, I agree.
No, you ain't got to keep saying it, but you got to let me know.
You're giving the room for change.
Yeah. Right?
Like, some people, like, they short you of the opportunity to change because they hoard it for so long without the communication.
Right.
So then by the time they do communicate it, it's too late.
Right.
And you like, well, damn, like, let me fix it now. And she's
it's
like,
too
no,
late,
I'm
too
over
late.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're like, you never even told me, so I could fix it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that a lot of shit really just be communication.
Yeah, yeah,
and
most things in life. Yeah.
Communication and comprehending.
Yeah.
Comprehending is major.
Yeah.
Major.
I always say comprehending because I could tell you a million and one things, and if you don't get it, what's the point of me telling you?
Yeah, I'm talking to a brick wall.
Right.
But that's where, with me, I know how I am. So whenever I give a person if I give them an earful and I tell them something that, you know, that I need them to understand, don't respond to me right away. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way you took in what I said and digested it and thought about it immediately.
Because the biggest part of communicating is listening.
Absolutely.
For and motherfuckers don't want
to
listen.
But they don't listen.
They listen. A lot of people listen to defend. Yeah. So a lot of times.
Listen to react. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So a lot
waiting
of times.
Waiting for me to stop so you can get your shit off.
So it's like, now I know you only heard what you're reacting to. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear the seven other things I said.
Right.
So fuck all that shit. Right. You was waiting for me to stop talking so you could pick on that one topic that you feel like you was right. Even though that other 13 was, I was eating your ass up. That one that you feel like you had weight on, you have to listen so I can understand.
Yeah.
But that's also a part of growth and a part of maturity is really, you know, taking a step back and getting your head out your own ass and really trying to understand.
Facts.
That person.
Listen, if you my thing is, if you love that person and you truly, truly love that person, you want to be with them, then you will learn to love them how they want to be loved, and you will also communicate with them how you want to be loved. Mm-hmm. And you will give them that satisfaction and that room for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You will communicate with them how you want to be loved. Don't assume that they should know you because they've been with you that long. No, like, people change.
Yeah.
How you were a year ago, you're not the same right now.
Absolutely.
So you have to give that person the room to love you how you want to be loved right now in this moment.
Yeah.
6 months, you may change. Yeah, you got on my nerves because you might be a little bit different, but I'm going to love you because I want to be with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I agree.
I think we all have to make, I think we said so many times on this podcast that when you with somebody and you want to be with them, you have to make sacrifices in life.
Yeah.
In relationships and marriage is sacrifices. It's all sacrifices.
I mean, just life in general.
Sacrifices, like,
parenting, relationships, a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But you know, I will say, like, when you got that person and that person's solid, like, you fight through that shit. You put up with whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not put up with whatever, but you put up with some shit that, you know, because when you, I'm telling you, being outside is not where it's at.
Oh, it ain't fun.
I'm telling you, this being single in this era
it's
is
a school
the
kill.
Most,
it ain't
terrible
fun.
Shit
it's school
ever,
kill.
Dog.
It's school kill.
And I hate it.
Like, yeah, it's really
I
bad.
Hate it with a passion, yo.
It's so many people that just don't like who they are and want to be somebody else. You're trying to impress. Like, I'll be telling motherfuckers, why are you trying to impress me?
Right. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Yeah. And if you don't like who that is, work on you.
Figure out who you are.
Yeah, figure out who you are. You can't come to me like, I can't help you.
Because it's like, you can only put up a facade for so long.
For so long.
You can only pretend to be whoever who you pretended to be for so long.
Yes.
If this is who you truly are, you're going to be this person for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to be who you truly are. Yeah. If you don't know who you are, you have to find that you before you come
but
to
but when you going through
person.
Shit like that, you shouldn't even be dating. When you
yeah, but
find
people
out
don't understand
are,
that. They don't take time.
Motherfuckers don't want to take the time.
They don't
want to
take
figure
the time
out shit,
at all.
Though.
At all.
And that's a big thing.
You know, you could take the time and heal, but then you got to make sure that sometimes you think you've done the work and then you get put in the same situation situation and you react the same way. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you got to like do the work and also
but the thing,
put yourself out there as well.
What's so crazy is you could be in a situation where like, that's why I tell motherfuckers you really should take the time. If you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want, take the time to yourself before you get in that situation because you could be going through that phase of trying to figure out who you are and meet the right person.
Right.
And fuck it up because
you ain't who you are.
You ain't who you are.
Yeah.
You don't know what you want. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So
and that person found themselves. They know exactly who they are and what they want in life.
Wasted their time.
Yeah.
Wasted their time, wasted their emotion. So and then you really missed your opportunity with that one person that probably was the person for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Relationships are difficult sometimes.
Love is the hardest thing ever.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it
I mean,
is.
You're learning yourself. You're also learning a person, and they're learning themselves.
And
it's,
you changing, and they
it's
changing.
A lot of,
and
yeah,
be,
it's a lot
to
of shit.
Understand the level of vulnerability that goes into that.
Yeah.
That's like, that's, it's deep, dog. Love
you,
is deep,
you know you love a chick. You be walking around with the shrimp out.
For sure.
like, baby, the shrimp is out. You like, see me full blast, like, butterball naked just in my socks.
I'm lotioning. I'm lotioning on 8% right now. Like, it's all here. It's all here. I'm lotioning in front of you.
Like, baby.
Like, hey.
You see
hey, look,
me.
You having a full-blown conversation. You ain't trying to hide it or nothing. Yeah, so I told the motherfucker, stop playing.
The nigga had the nerve to tell me to do this at work. You know I wasn't doing
that
shit.
Pass me them socks over there. Yeah, so look.
shrimp is out. He's shrimping.
No, I remember I was the last person that I was dealing with. It was like in the morning, but he was like lingering around, you know, chilling that day. And he took a shit in my place. I said, oh, we here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, listen.
I mean,
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm taking the shit regardless of being
here. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If I got shit and I'm at your crib, I'm taking the shit.
No. I was okay with it, but when he did, I was like, oh, we're okay.
One thing I never understand is like how women don't do that. Baby, if you got a
shit.
Listen, I don't understand.
My ex,
I don't understand people that can hold it in.
My ex, the first time we was at her crib, right? She lived in a like an apartment, but it had like a gym and different shit downstairs on the other floor. She's like, I'll be right back.
She would go shit downstairs?
I didn't find out till after the fact. Like, after I left, like, and shit. She went downstairs and took a shit in the fucking gym, John. Because she had to take it. She ain't want to take a shit with me in the apartment.
This how comfortable
this
I am.
This your shit. This your apartment.
Like. Me and my old folks, we be on FaceTime. Bullshit.
But this was our first. Like, this was my first time at her crib, though.
I'm one of them people.
Go ahead. You got a shit.
If you've ever dated me, you know. Like, I'm one of them people. Like, did you poop today? Like, how many times did you poop today?
Did you poop today?
No, I am. Like, I'm heavy on the poop conversation.
I don't care. Like, that's human. Like, yeah. Take your shit. Like, you.
I ain't never asked nobody if they poop.
Me personally, I don't want to talk.
People don't be pooping.
I don't want to talk. Nobody while I'm taking a shit. I prefer to be.
That's my alone time.
Yeah.
But if you want to share that moment
I'm
with
putting
me,
in bets and everything. Leave me alone.
You
want
to call me while you shitting?
That's what you think.
I hit the most bets when I shit.
When you shit.
Bro, when I put my bets in when I shit, I promise.
That's my time to research and chill.
I promise you. If I could like strategize like the days, the bets I hit at that time, I put the bet in, the ticket in. I was shitting. Unless I'm like doing a live bet. But if I'm putting a ticket in like pregame, I swear to goodness, I do the most. I got ESPN open on this phone, or I got this app open on this phone. I got my other phone in my hand on FanDuel, and I'm like looking at the gym. All right, I'm on the shitter, putting in my bets. I'm telling you.
I enjoy my shits is my alone time. Don't bother me. Yeah. And I'm one of them motherfuckers. I might be in there for an hour.
Oh, I sit on the toilet.
I might be in there for an hour.
I sit for a while.
To make sure everything's out. I hate going back taking shit a couple minutes later. Like I hate them joints.
Yeah, but when you in that space and you love somebody, you definitely vulnerable in a lot of different things. Sure. Man.
No, I am one of them people. People do not go to the bathroom.
People don't shit often though. Yeah, people be constipated.
It come out. I'm telling you, it come out and your breath be stinking. Yeah. It come out. It gotta come out somehow. Something be smelling.
Why your breath smell like shit if you ain't shit?
That's wild.
Yeah.
No. So man,
eat your fruit.
You know how we leave tips and everything like that. Y'all got any tips of the week?
I feel like every time we record, I should have
lined
up.
I'm gonna give you one.
Dr. Shizzle.
No, this is real simple, yo. Do not ruin a great text convo by calling me. Like, that shit pissed me. Like, we rolling, and then the phone ring. Goddamn.
What if they got to get it? What if they got to tell
man,
you?
I'm busy. I'm texting you for a reason, man. Don't call me. Please.
You got one?
Don't FaceTime
you looking it up?
I looked it up. I didn't have one. I dropped the ball on it, but I mean... Honestly, man, just like when I tell people, enjoy life. Enjoy the people that's around you. Like, things happen and it's unforeseen shit. You know, like, I keep it funky with y'all. My mom got breast cancer and that was something that came out of left field.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it really, like, my mom, like, seeing my mom go through the chemo and shit like that. You know, my mom, my best friend. Y'all know. I take my mom everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like seeing her go through this transition, it really reflects, like, yo, like, enjoy time. You know what I mean? And I was talking to her and she was like, man, like, finding this shit out, I wouldn't have dealt with so much shit I dealt with in my life knowing that I would have to go through this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was like, certain shit, I would just let shit go or move on because life's short. Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say, enjoy your time. Yeah. Don't dwell.
It's crazy. You said that. At Juma yesterday, the email, he was saying, you only get one mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like, you can have one wife, two wife, three wife. He said, you divorce him, you get another one. He said, but you only get one mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, love your parents. You only get one mom, one dad, man.
My mom
always says,
it's in all the books. They say, honor your mother and your father.
And Islam is mother, 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 and then your father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that shows you how important your mom is.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm giving my apartment up to go move in with my mom
so you
and take care
of her.
My mom.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
like,
a big thing,
like, y'all know me. Like, my mom is my dog. Yeah. Like, We talk every day,
you know,
multiple times
a
day.
She one of the bros.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's mama sticks.
Yeah, she be outside with us. You know what I mean?
She definitely
like,
be outside with
us. That's my bond. Like, that's my girl. So I ain't, you know, we gonna get through this shit.
She,
you know what I mean?
She saved a couple people from getting cursed out because she was around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's real shit.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not gonna disrespect mom. You saved now. Yeah. You good.
Let you slide. I'm
gonna let you slide.
She leave, you might get
you might get
you might get what you itching
for.
For
sure. You got one?
Do I have one? Maybe for my single people, just even though you are alone, you're not lonely. I don't know. Maybe that could be my thing. Because some people be like, I don't know. You don't have a person. You feel like you need a person to like help identify who you are. It's, you know, it's okay to be alone sometimes. Mm-hmm. You got people around you that love you.
Mine is make sure the things you're doing and goals you're setting and people you have around you align with what you want in life.
Mm-hmm. What I said in that book you gave me, what type of person do I have to be to achieve these goals?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not just about
you got to have whatever you're doing, whoever you've been with whoever you're in a relationship with, make sure it aligns with what you want and what you're doing in life.
Yeah.
That's real shit. That's my tip of the week. This Nas, I'm clocking out.
This Sticks, I'm clocking out.
This Sue, I'm clocking out.
This shit is clocking out.